Development Review Board. We will begin the July 15th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We are conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. We would appreciate your patience as this may be the first DRB meeting on Zoom for some. At times we will mute everyone but those who are speaking. On your own, please keep your audio on mute when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. For example, I would say, this is Jolene Wolfley, give my remarks. Someone else talks, it comes back to me, and I would again say, this is Jolene Wolfley, and continue my remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are myself, Ms. Gould, and Mr. Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I'm going to take one pause here. Mr. Rodenbeck, could you mute more of the meeting participants to try to, I see there's some, not DRB members, but participants in the meeting. I'm still getting a little feedback. Are you Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, yes, I think we're all hearing that feedback. At least I am on my end. And I think. Okay.
And go ahead
Jay and I just
if,
did a few
if
more.
If we're
meetings.
Not on your case, if you want to go ahead and turn off your video, that also might help us with the bandwidth issue. So then you can turn your video back on when your case is called. Okay, I would like the DRB members to introduce themselves. Let's start with the Water Authority. Mr. Cadena. Oh, he's saying he just got muted. He is the phone number ending in 9912.
Oh.
He was the mysterious caller.
He's unmuted.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Cadena. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, great. Thank you. Hi, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. So those people that just introduced themselves are the voting members of the DRB this morning. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to suspend the rules as stated.
Thank you.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I second.
Okay, thank you. Let's vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, excuse me, DRB Chair, I approve. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the suspension of rules for this morning's meeting. A note for our applicants, remember that if you have to submit or resubmit supplement materials, those all need to go into Planders. Planner's email will go to Ms. Gomez and is also accessible to other DRB staff. And if you do want to send individually to one member, you're welcome to do that, but you must send it to Planders so that it can go to the entire board. Those DRB members who approve your site plan, plat, or infrastructure improvements agreement today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting today. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will be routing those documents through the DRB members after the meeting. The quickest path forward for you on approval is to make sure the documents you send in to Mr. Rodenbeck or final sign-off have all your utility signatures. If they do not, it will cause a delay in getting your DRB member signatures. If you're approved with delegation, you will need to email me, the other DRB member accepting delegation, and Mr. Rodenbeck to get signatures at a later date. Those final signatures will be done electronically, and please include your blue sheets with your email so we can sign off on your delegation items. Ms. Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, will you alert us to changes in today's agenda?
Yes, for item number 13, project 1903, this has been withdrawn.
All right, thank you. And there's not a vote required when an applicant withdraws. And that was actually a technical error. Those items were approved last week with that case. So any other items, Ms. Gomez?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay, thank you. Now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know that now. This is similar to signing up to speak. While you'll sign up now, your opportunity to speak will be when the case is called, similar to how we do the in-person meetings. If you are on Zoom, please raise your hand using the raise your hand feature. You can also turn on your video if you need to and literally raise your hand. If you are on audio, press *9 and we will go through and identify you and the item that you wish to speak for. And just a reminder that you need to keep your comments relevant to the application. And if any participant causes a disruption, that participant will be removed from the meeting. So let's go through. I'm assuming Ms. Weber just wants to speak on her case. She's an agent. And I'm scrolling through here. I do not see any other hands up. I do see one. Mr. Ransom. Go ahead and unmute yourself and let us know which item you would wish to speak on.
I just want to follow. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This is John Ransom, and I'm calling to just speak regarding the transportation portion of what is now number 14, Project PR 2020-003707, the Sonata Trails.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ransom. Ms. Gomez will note that and remind me when we get to that point. And I do not see any other hands up. Once again, I will check quickly item by item as we go through in case someone joins the meeting in progress. If there are any technical issues this morning, like for example, the feedback we were hearing, if it became intolerable, I will end the meeting and the DRB will resume at 1 p.m. This will use the same Zoom link and phone number that you got in this morning. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. The DRB staff members apply the technical standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would like to have staff introduce themselves and I will swear them in at the same time. Ms. Maggie Gould, I guess I'm actually introducing them, is our planning manager, Ms. Gould. I've lost track of you.
This is Maggie Gould.
Okay, there you are. Got a lot of tiles to look at this morning. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Golden. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. J. Rodenbeck is planner to the DRB. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is J. Rodenbeck. I do.
Mr. Shahab Biazar is our city engineer. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is city engineer. I do. Shahab Biazar, sorry.
Thank you. And I'd like to introduce Nicole Sanchez, who is counsel to the DRB.
Good morning.
Thank you, Nicole. All right, we're ready to begin with item number one. And this is, this reminds me, before I jump into the number, some of you who do a lot of work with the DRB may notice the case numbers change this week. We're experimenting with removing the first four numbers of a PR number, which kind of identified the year, but it was not always accurate. So in many of the cases this morning, that those first four digits are removed, but the project number, the last digits are the same. And the project number is intended to carry through time with the project. And so we're experimenting with this because it could be helpful to have the project number not have the preceding year digits, because it's going to carry through a long period of time. You will note that the application numbers, like this first one is PR 1991. The application for a final plat is the SD 2020-00107. So that application number will include the year when the application was filed. That is the case coming up. This is for PV, Valle Prado, LLC, PV Trails, Albuquerque, located at Woodmont Avenue between Rainbow Boulevard and Paseo del Norte. Would the applicant team for item number one please raise your hand in Zoom? And let's see, I see Mr. Archuleta. Ms. Weber, I don't think this is your case. Can you confirm? Are you with item number one?
No, I'm not. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Jake, can you go ahead and lower the hand for Ms. Weber's tile? And Mr. Archuleta, are you here with anyone else? You've got a lot of people to keep track of. Okay, I see Scott Stefan, and I think we also need to put the hand down for Mr. Ransom. I don't think he's here with that applicant team. Okay, Mr. Archuleta, do I have it correct? It's you and Mr. Stefan?
Madam Chair, members of the board, good morning. Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay. All right. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, my name is Derek Archuleta. I am serving as agent for this request. This is a request.
And can I swear you in? I'm sorry. Mr. Archuleta, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Madam Chair, this is Derek Archuleta. I swear to tell the truth.
Okay. And then I see Mr. Scott Stefan. Do you want to quickly explain your relationship to the project, and I'll swear you in?
Yes, this is Scott Stefan. I'm with Price Land Development Group. We are the fee developer for the owner of the property.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Scott Stefan. Yes, I swear to tell the truth.
Okay. Go ahead then, and Mr. Archuleta, Mr. Stefan, I'm going to give one pause. And Diane Holzer, who's having difficulty getting into the meeting, she's not with your group, is she, Mr. Archuleta?
Madam Chair, I don't believe so.
Okay. I'll let the other moderators work with Diane Holzer to get her into the meeting. Go ahead and give us an introduction to the project, whichever one of you wants to do that.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for a 45 lot, 7-tract subdivision. The preliminary plat was presented to the DRB back in August of 2019. The property is currently vacant and we're here for final plat comments. Thank you.
Okay, let's start with the Water Authority.
Hello, Derek. Hello, Scott. This is Chris Gannon with the Water Authority. As you both know, the property is outside the Water Authority's adopted service area as there is a board-approved development agreement, R1916, which provides the conditions for service. The previous comment that I had was to include a pretty lengthy note. Essentially, it speaks to the majority of this platted area, which is considered in pressure zone 5W. And only about 6 lots are considered in 4W. The note indicates that service to 5W lots isn't available until certain conditions in the development agreement are met. Did that note get included on the latest plat? I wasn't able to find it.
Madam Chair, Chris, yes, that's the comments were sent to the survey company and they did add the note, so I can provide that to you.
Okay, I didn't see it last night. I don't know, Jay, would you be able to pull that up? And Derek, maybe you can guide me to that. I must have missed it. I thought I looked pretty carefully, but maybe I overlooked it.
Mr. Archuleta, is that something that we would have now, or is that something you have?
It's something I have.
Right.
It'd be something that I would need to provide to the board and obviously to Chris.
Okay, this is Chris Gannon with the Water Authority. That's the only comment I had. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Okay, Parks?
We have no objection to the request.
Thanks, Cheryl.
I'm sorry, code enforcement. I skipped over you.
No problem. I just want to add that VPO 2 and CPO 12 apply to this. Code enforcement reviewed this case for compliance with IDO regulations and has no opposition or objection.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan dated 8/20/2019. And I see that MAFCA has reviewed this and they didn't have any comments. So Hydrology has no objection.
Okay, thanks, Ernest.
Thank you. While we're there, I'm going to cut in here. Mr. Stephan, can you remind me, since this project appears to abut the Arroyo, we had some extensive discussions about the Arroyo on another project you have that's adjoining here. Can you remind me what the treatment is for the Arroyo adjacent to this plat?
Yes, this is Scott Stephan, Madam Chair. It's actually not an Arroyo. It is an open space area and approximately where the NRPO-C is a large basalt outcropping that will be preserved. That also serves just kind of to the south of that and adjacent to Woodmont Avenue, there is a drainage pond within that area, within the open space per the Trails Drainage Master Plan. And that pond will ultimately be built out to full capacity when the area zoned R-ML, which is tracked 4 of the Trails Unit 3A, when that develops, that pond will have to be sized, fully constructed and designed per the approved drainage master plan for the trails. And at that time, when Track 4 develops, the trail network will be extended from where it currently ends towards and it doesn't show up on any of these exhibits shown, but there's an existing trail kind of to the north of Treeline Avenue in that open space. And when Track 4 develops, we will be extending that trail network down to Woodmont Avenue, which will have a 8-foot wide asphalt trail on the, if you will, the north and east side of it.
The north side of the property or the north of side of the open Woodmont. Space? The north side of Woodmont. Stephen, okay.
It's the north side or the east side of Woodmont Avenue. And we will be constructing that up to the open space area with the Via Prado subdivision.
Okay, thank you. This is Chair Wolfley again. So one thing you just spoke of that I want to make sure is clear is that part of that NRPOC area is a substantial rock outcropping, kind of right where on this map it says C. Is that correct?
This is Scott Steffen. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I've seen that out in the field, and that is a gem, and I'm glad to see that that's being preserved. Is there any treatment to that NRPOC area? Is it being retained in its natural state? Is it being protected from construction activity?
This is Scott Steffen. So as I mentioned, a portion of the open space, the zoned NRPOC, private open space, the area between the rock outcropping and Woodmont Avenue will have a drainage detention pond in it, as was shown in the approved trails drainage master plan. That will ultimately, when the final design that's done, that will be, we will revegetate the side slopes, any riprap that's required as part of the design will be installed, etc. The area around the outcropping will be maintained as the native landscaping. There's no intent to disturb that with the construction. And that's consistent with kind of the spine open space that runs throughout the trails master plan. Most of it has been left native and undisturbed, but there are, it was always planned for the open space to also contain a network of ponds per the approved drainage master plan.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Steffen. Let's continue. I think we were at transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Transportation has no objection to the request.
Thank you, Jean.
Okay. Planning.
This is Maggie Gold with planning. I think that the chair has addressed any of the planning comments, and so I think we're okay on this one.
Okay. Mr. BSR, one thing I noticed in working on these cases for this week, since many of these, some of these cases affect major public open space, and this one is private open space, but there's another one that will come up with this group on major public open space. But I'm just sort of wondering, in the there's an IDO regulation that requires construction mitigation, and it says per the DPM. And I just want, if you can explain how we are making sure that we're protecting when we're saving something like a rock outcrop, or we're developing next to the North Geologic Window, how are we making sure that that requirement in the IDO is being met, and do we need to apply a condition on anything in process to make sure that a lot of times construction fences or other things are put in place because people moving heavy equipment don't necessarily know what is important to the site plan in terms of preservation. Can you explain how that's handled?
This is Shahapi as our city engineer. I think we probably need to identify those elements on the plans. And then when it gets to DRC, we have to just make sure that those items are looked at during the DRC process, and protection is provided for maintaining those elements during construction.
Okay. And so, Ms. Gould, can we apply a condition to a final plat for that purpose? And I can tell you what the site is that I'm referring to.
Sis Maggie Gould, Madam Chair, I believe that that falls under our ability to condition things. I'm trying to remember, okay. I'm not remembering necessarily doing this before, but I believe that the section that gives the DRB power to condition approvals would allow that. And it's already something that's been discussed. It's something the applicants agreed to. It's something that's shown. And it sounds like what you're trying to do is make sure that we have a condition that just carries that forward through the process. And so if that's noted, as Mr. Biazar said, if that's clearly noted on the plan, that seems like that would protect that rock outcropping going forward through the development process.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. Would you agree?
Hi, this is Nicole Sanchez. Yes, you can. I'm just looking at the DRB rules. Typically, if we were in person, the plat signatures could be signed, and then there would be a conditional, you know, waiting for the condition to be met for the final signature. So I defer to you on the virtual process of that, but I would inform the applicant how you want to handle the signatures.
Okay. Mr. Stephan, yes. I think what we could do is, I think Mr. Biazar, you're saying something could be placed on the plat itself to identify the construction mitigation? That's the best thing?
Okay. This is Shahab Biazar. Yes, I think that would be the best to clearly identify where that location is. And then I think this way we could have our DRC group look for that on the plans.
So the proposal, Mr. Stephan and Mr. Archuleta, would be that that I think it would be a delegation item for planning, that before we signed, we would like to see a statement on the plan that would show attention to IDO 52H2A11 to make sure there's proper construction, prevent and mitigate construction impact per the DPM for the major rock outcropping to in that northern part, just north of your site. Is that a problem for you, Mr. Stephan?
This is Mr. Stephan. I'm not convinced that it's appropriate to put that on the plat, although I don't see that it is something that would necessarily be detrimental. We do have the Unit 5, which abuts the major open space. Those plans are going through the DRC process right now for approval. Unit 4, which is kind of the southeastern half of the development, which is what this plat is referred to or is pertaining to, is currently under construction. The work order has been issued and all the pads have been graded. All the utilities are, all curb and gutter is down. The one thing I would like to confirm in the field is the limits of the silt fence that has been installed. I believe it's been installed along that the Via Prado open space boundary, but I need to confirm that. I would prefer to address this through the DRC process, as Mr. Biazar mentioned, rather than through a platting action.
Mr. Biazar?
I, Either way you want to handle it, Madam Chair, this is Shahab Azar. I mean, as long as the DRC has a clear direction of what they need to look for, that's all we need.
Because the other option is just that the notice of decision would have a condition of approval identifying that item. And I'm not sure how easy it is for the DRC to find those kind of conditions when they're going through their process, because they would have to find it then on the NOD instead of the plat.
Madam Chair, that's just a matter of making sure we communicate that information to DRC. We have our transportation and hydrology on the board. We just have to make sure that that gets communicated to their staff who review the DRC plans.
Okay. Mr. Stefan, does that sound more acceptable to you to have it on the notice of decision as a condition?
This is Scott Stefan. Yes, that's acceptable to me, and I will coordinate with our engineer to make sure that the note in reference to the IDO section gets on the construction plans for Via Prado Unit 5.
Okay. Thank you very much. I need to circle back with Mr. Cadena. I've gone through all that trouble, and now I realize we have a bit of a gap here with the water service availability. Do you need to see that, or is that a delegation item for you, Mr. Cadena?
This is Chris Dana with the Water Authority. My only comment was just in relation to a note to be included on the plat, so I can take delegation, and that's okay. Totally fine.
Okay. With that all in mind, I will ask each board member to... Okay, we didn't have public comment on this. Let me just, before I jump ahead, let me just make sure there wasn't anyone from the public wanting to comment on this. Okay. I apologize for that. There's so many details to keep track of that I want to make sure I don't miss anything for the applicant or the public. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. And I should say, since this is going to be a condition that the chair puts forward, that this approval of the final plat would carry a condition to note that compliance is required with IDO 52H2A11 to prevent and mitigate construction impact per the DPM, with particular attention to the large rock outcropping on the northern border of the site. So with that, let's go ahead and have each board member vote.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I approve a delegation for inclusion of a note that speaks to the 5W service not currently available and certain conditions that need to be met to abide to the comply with the development agreement. Thank you.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. I approve with delegation for utility signatures and AGIS DXF file for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item one, project 1991. Final plat 2020-107, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and Planning for 8 weeks for the issues just stated. Okay, and that does include the condition I raised at the beginning regarding the construction mitigation. Okay, any questions, applicant team?
Madam Chair, members of the board, none. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, let's go ahead and put Mr. Stephan's hand down on the Zoom feature. So I'm always looking for raised hands, and that would confuse me. All right, we are on item number two, project 1345. This is extension of infrastructure improvements agreement 2020-104. This is for Ceja Vista LLC, located on Dennis Chavez Boulevard between Mead Avenue and 98th Street. If you are the applicant team, would you please raise your hand?
This is Diane Holzer. It looks like I haven't been able to get on Zoom. So
okay, on the video. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. You have been making a Herculean effort. Is this your case then, Diane?
Yes, this is our case.
Okay. Are you here with anyone else, Ms. Holzer?
No, it's just me.
Okay. This is a major case. I need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to give us a just brief overview of your request?
Yes, we've got a good amount of the construction done out there at Ceja Vista, which is near Dennis Chavez. We are now doing the improvements in Dennis Chavez with new pavement striping, signal, bike path, channel. There's still a lot of work. They're out there moving dirt right now. We're just not quite done with everything yet. So we are well underway.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Holzer?
No, that'll be it for now. Thank you.
Let me check and see if there are any members of the public that wish to speak on this item. We'll do a quick check. Ms. Cool, do you see anyone?
This is Maggie Gould. No, Madam Chair, I don't.
Okay. Let's go to DRB member comment, starting with Water Authority.
This is Chris Cadena with Water Authority. Hello, Diane. Water Authority has no objection.
Hi.
Good morning. This is
Enforcement.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this case for compliance with IDO regulations and has no objections or comments.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Good morning. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Our only comment was that the futures map shows a multi-purpose trail on the south side of Dennis Chavez, and it appears this is listed on the infrastructure list as a 12-foot wide asphalt trail. So we have no objection to the request.
Thank you. And you can confirm, Ms. Holzer, that is correct. You have that multi-purpose trail on your infrastructure list?
Yes.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Yes. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I have no objection.
Planning?
As this is the first extension of the infrastructure list, planning has no objection. Note at this point, though, that only one extension will be allowed.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the extension of the infrastructure improvements agreement. And let's start with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote to approve item two, project 1345, extension of infrastructure improvements agreement 2020-104, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay, thank you, Ms. Holzer.
Thank you very much.
All right, we are on agenda item number three, which is PR 2019-2411. Preliminary Plat 2020-102, Vacation of Public Easement 2020-103, Temporary Deferral of Sidewalk 2020-154, Sidewalk Waivers 2020-155, Sidewalk Waiver 2020-157, Sidewalk Waiver 2020-174, Sidewalk Waiver 2020-179, Right-of-Way Width Waiver 2020-160, Width Waiver 2020-182, Right-of-Way Width Waiver 2020-183, Right-of-Way Width Waiver 2020-163, Right-of-Way Width Waiver 2020-164, Block Waiver 2020-165. These are all 2020s, by the way. Block Waiver 166, Block Waiver 185, Block Waiver 168, Block Waiver 169, Block Waiver 171, Block Waiver 171, and Cul-de-sac Waiver 172. I guess that's what happens when you have an 83-acre site. This is for Success Land Holdings, LLC, at 118th Street Southwest, between Amoli Mesa Avenue Southwest and Colabel Southwest. Would the applicant team please raise their hand? Ms. Weber, I identify Mr. Stefan, are you part of this team as well? Okay, is it just you, Ms. Weber, then?
No, Scott Stefan is also here on this
project. Oh, Scott Stefan, okay. All right, thank you. This is also a major case, so Ms. Osa Weber, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
And Mr. Scott Stefan, I'm going to swear you in again for this case. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth? Mr. Stefan, can you hear me? Seems like his video froze. Mr. Stefan, are you there? All right. I think he's trying to rejoin. Okay, and Ms. Gould, while we're waiting for Mr. Stefan, can you check the chat? Someone just indicated they wish to be a public speaker for one of the items. Ms. Gomez, can you check that and then make sure you alert me to which, when we get to that case. Mr. Stefan, can you hear me? Let me turn to you, Ms. Weber. Do you want to proceed without Mr. Stefan being in the call or able to speak in the call at this time?
Can he join later if he should rejoin the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, we would welcome at any point, but I don't want to deny him the opportunity to speak on his case. Okay, someone just came back in the waiting room. That might be him.
Madam Chair, the person who just has public comment does have public comment for this case. It looks like there's a Mr. Salih Rahman.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if we got Mr. Stefan back in. He might have been the phone number that just joined. Mr. Scott Stefan, are you in the Zoom room?
This is Scott Stefan. Yes, I am. I lost my video Zoom connection, so I just phoned in.
Okay, and is that satisfactory for you to proceed that way?
Yes, I will try to reconnect via video.
Okay, Mr. Stefan, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update I know we have worked with you previously, so go ahead and give us an update from that point.
This is also Nilsson Weber. We are requesting approval for a preliminary plat for a 506 lot private gated community. along with sidewalk deferrals and a number of waivers. So we would like to go ahead and get comments at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Weber. Anything from you, Mr. Stephenson or Stephen?
This is Scott Stephen, no.
Okay, thank you. Let's move to public comment. Mr. Salih Rahman, can you unmute? Thank you.
Yes, I'm on mute.
Mr. Rahman, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, my name is Salih Rahman. I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, maybe you can tell us your relationship to the project and then go ahead and give us your comments. And if you can, try to keep them to 4 minutes.
Sure. We're at the Sierra Ranch development, which is across the street. It is north of the property of this development. We do have residents whose backyard face this area, in particular the park that was dedicated to the unfortunate events of the women that were found in this lot. We have had some number of issues with that park. We were very interested in the development of this area. Mainly wanted to know, which I got some comments from ASA earlier, but it will be a gated community, which helps. One of the concerns we have is that the park is open to the whole public. It is not part of the gated community from what we can tell. And we're trying to figure out how that's going to be regulated by both the city and this development. The other issue is that in the past, when we've had these very large developments, the areas have always had nails, have always had issues, and the developers have not done a good job in upkeeping. I do represent, we no longer have the neighborhood association, but we do have a patrol and watch in this area, and we have seen a lot of activity. We have a park that's actually just adjacent to this new park. So we get a lot of complaints, mainly from people who walk another park and they see people doing things. And I know there's been gunshots and things of that nature. So we're just really just wanted to kind of get a comment on how the developers are addressing the issues of the park and also the city. I'm not sure how that's being handled. That is this park part of the development or is it part of the city, and who do we bring those complaints to? And then also just how the properties, you know, obviously it's a gated community, so I'm assuming it's going to have a homeowners association. But how all that's going to be just regulated, because it does affect our neighborhood, and we're literally right across the street. I don't even think it's 100 feet. I have to go back and check. I think we were looking at that the other day. But, I mean, we're literally right. It's just like a street that separates us from that development. And that is a Molly Mesa, by the way, that street. And I have no other further comment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rahman. And you will have an opportunity at the end of some of the comments to ask any questions that you might have. Let's go back to the applicant team, Ms. Weber and Mr. Stephen, and you're welcome to respond to Mr. Rahman's comments.
This is Åsa Nilsson Weber. This gated community will be separate from this park, so it will be walled in. The park will have walls adjacent to the subdivision, since the city is really responsible for this park, and it's not part of the gated community.
Okay. Anything else from the applicant team? And I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more from our Parks and Recreation representative. So we'll go through DRB member comments, starting with Water Authority.
Hello, Elsa. Hello, Scott. This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. With regard to the preliminary plat, I had some previous comments. I'll go over some of them, and the others I can just leave to you to review. But what is the intent of the site data note H? It states that all water and sanitary sewer services must be verified and coordinated with the Water Authority. My comment is that the services shall be installed by a project which installs a public water line and sanitary sewer lines.
Can I respond to that now? This is also Nilsson Weber.
Correct. Yes.
That is a standard note we typically include, and that's simply showing that we have to coordinate availability for water and sewer service to the project. It does not specifically refer to the actual service lines.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Okay, if you can maybe just clarify that note. I know in the past there have been some previous availability statements. Do you have a new availability request submitted?
This is also Nilsson Weber. Yes, we requested the availability statement on May 29th. And I believe that okay. Gladys is working on it right now.
Okay, this is Chris Kendall with Water Authority. Yeah, we'll do the best we can to get that turned around. So if you can just somehow indicate just maybe the availability of a service as opposed to the services, and that was a little bit confusing. Also, proposed tract O did not indicate the maintenance and responsibility of that particular tract, so if you can add that. And I do have some comments with regard.
May I respond? This is also Nilsson Weber. Under note I, under site data, it states that all those open space parcels will be maintained by the homeowners association. And also we had a general note under the easement notes stating that all easement areas would be maintained by the homeowners association.
This is Chris Gunn with Water Authority. Thank you. That helps. Comments regarding the utility plan. You can go through those, but some major ones are just acknowledging or identifying the existing sewer and water stubs that aren't to be used as being removed, and that's to be identified on the utility plan as well as reflected on the infrastructure list. And I have just some other miscellaneous utility plan and infrastructure list items that you can just look through the latest comments. And I apologize, I sent the wrong comments to Maggie yesterday, but also, I sent the latest and greatest to you this morning, which I understand you received. Nothing substantial from what was sent to you last night. You got your availability request, which is great. I'll defer to transportation for all sidewalk deferrals and temporary deferrals of sidewalk. And the vacation public easement, I'll defer to hydrology. Now, with regard to the roadway widths, will these narrower roadway widths provide for adequate clearance or horizontal clearance from Water Authority infrastructure, as well as adjacent to in relation to other underground utilities?
This is also Nilsson Weber. I actually did send in a revised utility plan addressing your comments, but I didn't get it in until this week, so you probably haven't had a chance to look at it yet. And regarding the roadway width variance, it is only for short stretches, like 80 feet at a time, and there's only one location where we have three utilities for 80 feet, and that street is 28 feet wide. So I don't think it's going to affect any clearances.
Okay, this is Chris Kenna with the Water Authority. If on your utility plan, you can just note those areas of interest with simple dimensions just from other underground utilities just to understand the clearances, that would be helpful. And that's all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this case for compliance with IDO regulations, and we have no objections or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Our comments are that the Women's Memorial Park to the north is not planned to contain all drainage within its boundaries. Excess drainage is expected to flow out of the southeast corner of this park, and the development shall accommodate excess water diverting away from the new houses. The drainage plan has yet to be completed, so we are expecting this to be solved. And therefore have no objection to the request. Just as another note, I can comment further on the person who made a public comment. If he has other questions, I'd happy to take his name. In general, the city, first of all, that particular park will be close off from that development, and there will be no access from the development to the park. The access will be from Mole Mesa Avenue. The city is trying to implement a lot more security measures, including security lighting projects that have just been completed citywide. I don't have information specific about this park, like what the security measures will be, but if I get your name, I can get that information to you. And then just in general, we understand that issues such as crime and homelessness are very complicated, and there's a multifaceted approach but that the city is working on. And obviously, if there's an emergency, you would contact 911. If there's any other issues, please contact 311, and maintenance will respond as soon as possible. So I don't know if there's any other questions that you have.
Okay, and we can circle back to Mr. Ramon, but right now I want to continue with board comments. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved master drainage plan and or drainage report for the overall subdivision prior to approval. Please note that there may be some off-site drainage retention ponds needed on the west side of 118th Street to capture some of the off-site drainage. It's my understanding that the applicant has turned in a master drainage plan for this, and unfortunately it didn't get logged in when it was submitted, so we apologize for that. My staff is going to start reviewing that as soon as possible. Hydrology will also need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to each of the four units' preliminary plat approval with an infrastructure list.
Transportation.
Yes, good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I have reviewed all the roadway width waivers, the few sidewalk waivers and sidewalk deferral, and I am in approval of the current layout for all sidewalk and roadway. So I approve these requested waivers. We will still need a traffic impact study before we can decide on the infrastructure list, so we can identify any traffic issues or off-site improvements that might be needed. And we've been in discussion as well, I guess, with regard to street lighting on the infrastructure list. So thank you for including that. I haven't seen an updated list yet, but as I mentioned earlier, we're looking for a TIS before finalizing that. And I did also receive the roadway cross sections, which looked fine, but perhaps this is addressed in the TIS as well, which is, I just noticed that the surrounding roads in the site were quite wide, and I was wondering if there was opportunity to make them three lanes. So maybe that's addressed in the TIS as well. That concludes my comments.
Thank you. Planning comments?
Do you have a question?
I'm sorry, Ms. Weber, did you have a question from Ms. Wolfenberger?
No, I did not.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Gold, go ahead.
Yes, so the applicant did give us the updated key to the waivers and provided the re-notification of the neighborhoods, so planning has no additional comments.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ramon, you have an opportunity to ask questions of the applicant at this point in time. Did you have any questions?
No, actually, I've actually spoken to, I think I'm pronouncing her name right, Asa, I believe. If I'm not saying that right, I apologize. I haven't had a chance to talk to her. Our main thing is just, like I said, the concerns. And we have, I'm more attached to the park that's actually part of our neighborhood. But we do have our residents that face that park, or back of the house faces that park. And I know they've had calls of service over there. I was unfortunately unaware of this meeting in Tulare, so I was not able to get with APD to get a list of calls of service to this particular park. However, I know that many residents have reported gunfire, and there's not really a whole lot of regulation there. But we did have concerns about how this will affect traffic. There's not a lot of space on the Molly Mesa. And when Atrisco Heritage and Georgia, obviously with the pandemic, we don't know what's going to happen with the schools, but when they do open up in the mornings and in the afternoons, when you have all the buses and all the people getting their kids to school, it's a lot of traffic already. So I just wanted to make a note that when you build this large thing, it's going to increase that traffic, both to the school, getting to and from the school, just as a note. But our main concern is just basically how it's going to be regulated
and then, you know, making sure the streets stay clean. It's not a lot of room on this street to avoid debris. So, and of course, the park. And I can give, I forget the person who handles the Parks and Recs, but I can give her my email and we can talk more in depth. But those are just our basic concerns. Nothing really major.
Okay.
Basic. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think the issues related to the park, you can address with Ms. Sommerfeld, but they're not part of this application because the park is a city park separate from this application. And some of your concerns about traffic will be what is handled in the traffic impact study that Ms. Wolfenberger was talking about. So the some of the traffic issues still need to be addressed.
Yes.
There was some information in a in the chat box. Is there a Christine Ward in the Zoom room?
Yes, ma'am.
Ward,
yes.
I apologize, and I think I saw you this morning. Did you want to speak on this case? And I think we might have overlooked that.
I was hesitant to speak because I wasn't sure what this was going to cover, but
okay.
I am, Madam Chairman, I am Christine Ward, and I'm a resident.
Yeah, if you want to speak, I need to swear you in.
Okay.
Would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Ms. Ward, do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead. If you can just take a couple minutes, because this is a little bit out of order, but I don't want to overlook you.
Okay, and I will be quick. I am a resident. I currently live at 2901 Rio Mali, which my backyard is at the southeast corner of Colobel and Morrissey. Currently, Colobel is not a through street. And there, I don't believe, has been or could have been a traffic study on Colobel. This is going to dramatically increase the traffic level and the noise level for residents who back up to the street of Colobel. The traffic at the intersection of Colobel and Morrissey is a hazard currently. There is simply a stop sign there with the roadblock. And I would just ask that the city really take a look at how to slow the traffic down for a residential area, since we are going to increase traffic from the high school, which will feed into this dramatically. People will take that as a shortcut. So I appreciate you allowing me to speak on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Ward. And I know Ms. Wolfenberger was listening to your comments. We'll take those into consideration. It looks like this item needs to be deferred so we can particularly address the availability statement. Ms. Weber, what time period do you think is still needed to come up with that?
We would like to defer to the August 26th meeting.
Okay. All right, that sounds like a good plan. Is there a motion to defer item 3, project PR 2019-2411, preliminary plat 2020-102, and all the associated vacations, deferrals, and waivers to the August 26th meeting of the DRB?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I make a motion to defer item 2411 to the August 26th DRB meeting.
Okay, is there a second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I second.
Okay, let's vote. Go ahead, Water.
Chris Cadena, Water, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item 3, project 2019-2411 to the August 26th meeting of the DRB. And Mr. Rahman and Ms. Park, or Ms. Ward, just know that you can continue participating in this case at these meetings if you choose to keep following. Okay? Thank you very much. We
thank
are
you.
Going to move now to our minor cases. And The first one up is item 4, PR 4049, preliminary final plat 2020-121. This is for Western Trail Tenancy and Common, Grayland Corporation at Western Trail, between the southeast corner of Unser and Western Trail. Would the applicant team please raise their hand?
Oops.
I think this is Mr. Aldridge, perhaps?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I've got you. Do you have anyone else here with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an overview of your project. I don't need to swear you in on this case.
Okay. Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying, agent for Western Trail Tenancy in Common. We're wanting to divide the existing tract into two parcels, the one parcel being adjacent and northeast of the existing car repair shop. And in this process, we'll be wanting to move the temporary pond approximately 15 feet south, so that the access road can be continued.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further?
I also have a when the DRB members there's a couple of items. Well, we'll get to that. I need to share my screen for some exhibits.
Okay. Let's see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on this. Please raise your hand or press star 9 if you are on audio. Okay, I don't see anyone at this time. Let's go ahead to DRB comments, starting with water.
Hello, this is Chris Gano with the Water Authority. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Chris.
Just before I kind of get to some of my comments, is there a known development on that new lot? Like a building or a structure?
Not on our lot, on the adjoining lot that's, I guess we don't have this on the picture's not on here. At least I can't see it. This lot,
on the track.
On our track, there's no structures, just the existing auto repair shops on the track that's kind of the out parcel in the middle.
Correct, but will there be, is there known development that's going to take place that you're aware of or your client's aware of?
I'm not, the client right now, there's talks with, I guess they've had some talks with some potential buyers that would like to purchase that northeasterly tract, and they're fairly solid about buying that. That's the purpose for this division. But presently, there's not an exact design of any structures or development there.
Okay, and the reason, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. The reason why I ask is, platting is my opportunity to require extensions of public water and sewer to serve that site. I can't see on the screen right now. I believe it's A2B. A2A has direct access, but A2B, the water and sewer terminate at the southwest corner of A2B. So the platting action could be the time where I can require infrastructure, although I just didn't want to create or hinder or create an obstruction for a site that doesn't really know what it's going to develop into. So I could always require it upon future service or site plan, and that's what I was asking. But just to allow for that into, was that some, do you have a comment? Oh, okay. So what I'm going to add, this is Chris Kennedy with the Water Authority, is that we work together to figure out a corridor to best identify an alignment for 25-foot public water and sewer easement, which extends from the southwest corner to the existing Zoltana Road. And that would allow for a looped water line. And I wanna make sure that's gonna be free of any encroachments or any drainage areas. And I'd like for you to include a note on the plat that I've included in the comment sheet. And it just speaks to the installation of public water and public sanitary sewer may be required as a condition of future development approval once the water service, fire protection, and sanitary sewer service requirements of any future development is known. So if you can slap that on there, that'd be great. And okay. An availability statement will be required once development is known on either proposed tract A2A or A2B. And public water and sewer extensions may be required based on the development on either proposed lot. And I wrote in required infrastructure shall be included on an infrastructure list if a site plan will be reviewed by DRB. If not, then we'll come back and we'll get it as part of a condition for service for that development. And okay. proposed lot A2B will need to extend public water and sanitary sewer service once the type of development is known, as currently public water and sanitary sewer terminate at its proposed southwest corner. So the summary is I didn't want to do too much without really knowing what it needs. It's not technically landlocked because it does have existing water and sewer terminating near the southwest corner with the appropriate easements. So really once that A2B comes online, then we can take a better look at it then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Did you want me to, right, presently Mark Goodwin's office is working on a grading and drainage plan for this entire site that will include the movement of that existing pond. I can get with Mark and the owner and see if they have any clear idea of what may be developed there. And because it would be a good time, I think, to add those easements if we can get a general idea of what's going to be constructed there.
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. That's fine. Really, I'll just rely on you and your client and Mark Goodwin to identify those alignments. All I really need to know is just that an easement exists, but you just need to convey or provide information that it's not being encroached by anything or will be. And obviously we want to pick a location that makes the most sense to really allow that site to be cut or to maximize its ability to develop. But any coordination is a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, code enforcement.
Good morning, Carl Garcia, code enforcement. Just wanted to ensure that because this was a previous SU1 site, that any guidelines are that all that you comply with the existing site development plan, basically.
And, yes, sir.
That's and it. With that, I'm actually going to move to planning for comments because there's some things we need to clarify on pre-existing site plans. Can we do that now, planning?
Certainly. So this is Maggie Gould, Madam Chair. We did find an existing site plan for this, and I did send that to the applicant last night. The other thing that I need to apologize for is I sent the applicant the wrong comments. The comments were for the following case rather than his comment. But the other thing that planning needs to discuss is the adjacency of this property to the major public open space across Western Trail. And because this is a property of 5 acres or more and it is adjacent to the open space, we do need to discuss whether or not this property can proceed with this plotting action or whether it needs to go to EPC because of its size.
Okay, so I think fundamentally, Mr. Aldrich, we're talking about just looking at the site plan that is in place and any conformance that this action would have with that site plan. And if for some reason there's not conformance, it may need to go back to the EPC. But I think there's a few things still to sort out with you regarding that site plan because we're just finding it.
Right. Madam Chair, I did take a quick look. Maggie was nice enough to, Ms. Gold was nice enough to send me that site plan, which I hadn't been able to find before. It's a pretty general site plan prior to any development at all. I noticed on the, I just had a quick question. I noticed on the comments from Parks and Rec also concerning the open space thing. Could I share my screen real quick of the existing improvements?
Yeah.
You have the ability to share your screen.
Okay, can everybody see that?
Go ahead and let Ms. Sommerfeld give her comments. And then we can maybe talk about that. So Ms. Sommerfeld, why don't you go ahead and give your comments?
Okay, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. Our comments were that the major public open space is located across Unser Boulevard, which has approximately 175 foot right away, and the subject is partially developed. So pursuant to the definition of adjacency on page 445 of the IDO, property is subject to regulations for adjacency to major public open space, which is IDO section 5.2, site design and sensitive lands. And this includes a 20 foot buffer adjacent to Unser Boulevard, 5.2H2A1.
Ms. Sommerfeld, presently, there is a buffer adjacent to Unser, an existing buffer with a pedestrian trail. And right now that area is 29 to 38 feet wide.
Ooh, you're good. But is that is that public right of way or is it on the property? Because the buffer should be on the property.
Okay, that's within the public right of way presently.
So technically, per IDO, the buffer is on the property. The buffer would be on the property.
Okay, I got it. So we don't need to look at the screen. I just was going to show that the trail and everything in there. It's developed fairly nicely right now. Some information on the plat for the buffer, correct?
Well, I think there are two things. And Tim, if you look down in that task bar at the bottom, the same place that there's the mute and the stop video, there's a big green arrow that says share screen. If you click on that, you can share your screen.
Okay. This is a topographic design survey of the site, if everybody can see. Is that clear enough?
We can see that.
Okay, yeah, so you can see the bike trail or the pedestrian trail, and this is fully landscaped along Unser, and it's a pretty nice trail. Anyway, I just wanted to point out that trail is 10 feet wide asphalt, and like I said, it includes landscaping. I thought that would be applicable for the 20 foot buffer, but I understand now we need to have the buffer within the site itself.
Right. So this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. that would be the type. Sorry. Sorry, go on.
We'll come back to Ms. Sommerfeld. let's go ahead to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved grading and drainage plan showing the relocation of the pond prior to hydrology approval.
Any questions, Mr. Aldridge?
No, I just wanted, Mr. Armijo, yes, Mark Goodwin's office is, like I had stated before, they're presently preparing a grading and drainage plan for the site, and that should be, I don't know if that's been submitted yet. Hiram Crook is preparing that, so we'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I need to show the sidewalk and trail along frontage just to show there's sufficient right-of-way for those items. So in other words, I just need to have the widths labeled and the distances to the property line just to make sure it's all contained within the right-of-way. That's a standard comment. I see you have an access easement off of Western Trail that follows the current alignment. We'll need to have a turnaround for fire trucks at the end of the easement, and then we also need to allow sufficient access to lot
A to B because it looks like it needs to be wide enough there at the end so that the tract can access the end of the easement. Also, you have another access off of Western Trail that needs, if it's not going to be used, we need to have it replaced with curb and sidewalk. It's a bit cracked and not quite a driveway, but we would require that to be closed off. Those are my comments.
Ms. Wolfenberger, Tim Aldrich, I did read those notes and I will prepare and get you by tomorrow that exhibit with the dimensions. I propose to use what I have shared on the screen and just add dimensions to that drawing. I am familiar with the curb cut, which is along the southern, on the north side of Western Trail in the straight area, kind of almost due south of the pond. And that's presently being used as kind of a back entrance and there's a curb cut, but there's no drive pad. So from what I understand, we'll need to remove that curb cut and rebuild the sidewalk in that area, correct?
Well, if it wasn't going to be used, you would need to put in the sidewalk. However, if it's going to continue to be used, you'd actually have to put in a proper drive pad for that area.
Okay, and I can't answer to that right now because of Mark Goodwin's office being in the process of the grading plan for this site. So I will get with them and I will get back to you pertaining to that item.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That'll work.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. Let me circle back to Ms. Sommerfeldt. Do you have more to add to this?
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeldt with Parks and Rec. I just wanted to say that I believe the technical interpretation would be to have that on your property unless you pursued a variance, just given that the definition is adjacency and that it has to be on your property. But we did get comments also from the Open Space Division that thought that this case would go to EPC because of the size. So I am waiting for interpretation about that also. And I'm wondering if there's any solution with that. Does it already have a plan, or is there a reason that it is not required to go to EPC?
So Ms. Sommerfeldt, I think, this is Chair Wolfley. I think where we're at right now is sorting through some details. I think we need to look a little more closely at the site plan that was approved and how this plat relates or conforms to that site plan, and then give the applicant a little more clear direction about site plan approval and how the platting process would fit with that. So I think there's just some unanswered questions right now that we need to sort through and may need to sort through with the zoning enforcement officer. So this will need to go on hold for a few items, but that would be one of them. So Mr. Aldrich, I think we need to continue discussion about those items I just mentioned. And I would just like to provide the applicant with a clear direction about the process for approval and also just some of the requirements that we've discussed. Ms. Gould, did you have anything more to add?
No, Madam Chair. I think between all our comments, we've sort of gotten some clarity. I think the process question is kind of on the table, though.
Right. So it looks like we would need to defer this to make sure we can clear up all those matters. Would at least a 2-week deferral be acceptable to you and your client?
Yes, ma'am. I don't think we can answer all these any quicker than that.
Okay.
So I
would
think,
you like more time? Or what day would you like? 2 weeks would be July 29th.
Can we defer this till July 29th, and then I will start going through these questions and getting answers to them and providing information to the DRB members? for all the comments. And as we get closer to that date, if it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to address everything, then I will have to defer it further. But I think I think I can get that done in the 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to defer item number 4, project 4049, preliminary final plat 2020-121 to the July 9th, 29th meeting of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer item number 4 to July 29th.
Thank you.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Okay, let's vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 4 to July 29th, 2020. Okay, we are on agenda item number 5.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and the rest of the members.
Oh, I
appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Chair Wolfley again. We are on item 5 and item 6. We will vote on these separately, but discuss them concurrently since they kind of involve the same matter and the same subdivision. So PR 1996, amendment to preliminary plat 2020-129. And then item 6 is PR 1996, amendment to preliminary plat 2020-124. This is for PV Durango LLC. And the location is Woodmont Avenue between Rainbow and Paseo del Norte. Would the applicant team please raise their hand? I'm thinking that's probably Mr. Stephan.
Yeah, I can't. This is Scott Stephan. I can't find the hand to raise.
Oh, okay. Your voice works. Yeah, raise your voice. That'll work.
Yes.
Okay. Are you with anyone else?
No.
In this case? No. Okay. So we're going to, I think, kind of discuss these together, but we'll vote on them separately. Can you give us an overview of the request?
Yes. This is Scott Stephan. So there were two separate preliminary plats, Durango Unit 3, in Durango units 4 and 5. They were approved by the DRB back in August of 2019. The Durango unit 3 preliminary plat showed a connection at the southwest corner from development to the Tierra Antigua Elementary School site. And when I started coordinating that with Albuquerque Public Schools, they indicated that they were not interested, nor did they intend to allow a vehicular connection from the subdivision to the school. I think it mainly stemmed from safety concerns and controlling traffic, vehicular traffic to the school. So the history of this, there was an easement put on the original Trails Unit 3A bulk land plat back in the early 2000s that identified an approximate location for this connection. And I don't know the history of why they wanted to provide for that connection. But APS came back present day and said they're not interested. So therefore, the amendment is to remove Hillerman Street from the preliminary plat and the infrastructure list. And then there's some ramifications to that as it relates to waterline connections for the Water Authority and their 5W pressure zone system. So those are reflected in the both the infrastructure list and the 3 and 4 or 5 preliminary plats.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stephan. Let's check and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on this item. If you do, please raise your hand in Zoom, raise your hand in your video, or press star 9 if you're on audio. Okay, I don't see anyone at this time. So let's go to board comments, Water Authority. And if you are addressing one plat versus the other, please make sure you identify clearly which plat you're talking about. And thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck has both plats on the screen. And just for anyone who's watching, so item number 5 is referring to the plat on the lower portion of the screen, and item number 6 is referring to the plat on the top of the screen. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Cadena.
Okay. This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I may have included my comments and mislabeled. I had number 5 as Durango Units 4 and 5, but I have them flipped, but I'll correct that. But regarding Durango Units 4 and 5, which is the upper plat. Hello, Scott. The property, as you know, is outside the adopted service area, and you have an approved development agreement, R1916, which provides the conditions for service. In reviewing the package that was submitted for DRB, there were 2 proposed plats dated July 2020 that were included in the submittal, but I see that one version included the 20-foot public water line easement, and the other did not. But I see that what the intent is easement O for the water line easement. Is that correct?
This is Scott Steffen. That is correct.
So you and I had spoken maybe about a month or so ago regarding that access, the accessibility, the maintenance ability for crews to go out and maintain that line if indeed it ever gets extended in that easement. Can you just shed some light as to the slopes? Is it accessible? Does it allow for a safe operation and maintenance condition?
This is Scott Steffen. Yes, Chris, that design is being finalized right now. And what it will, and you also had a comment about a blanket drainage easement. So what happens is there's surface flow that enters that area, and adjacent to lot 18, outside your 20-foot public waterline easement, there is a concrete rundown that will intercept water and direct it north to basically at the corner of Mancos and Weminuche. And that's per the approved drainage plan for the Durango subdivision.
Jay, can you zoom in, Jay?
On the
upper plat southwest corner.
Yeah. And Chris, that concrete rundown is included on the Durango Unit 5 construction plans, which have been approved at DRC, and we are in the process of obtaining the work order for that project. We will, once we resolve this and get this approved, we will do a design revision to adjust and move that concrete rundown to the east so that it's outside the easement, and then we'll also make the changes to the water line that are reflected on the infrastructure list as well. And the slope there will be less than 10% on the cross slope from west to east. So I think that should allow for reasonable access to the site for construction and maintenance of any future water line.
Okay, so just to summarize then, there's going to be some changes to plans to then reflect what the future build out will be. But is it safe to say that track A or that water line easement won't be in a saturated condition? There won't be any standing water or any drainage feature that would create that situation?
This is Scott. Yes, Chris, that's correct. The intent is to intercept the flow and direct it to the public right of way. So there would be no standing within track there.
Okay. And then last question, just Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Will there be any riprap or cobble or anything of that sort?
This is Scott Steffen. There will be, within all of track day, there will be a gravel mulch that was required to minimize erosion of the surface flow coming across track day.
Okay, but nothing, this is Chris Kenner with the Water Authority, nothing large or large riprap that could inhibit the ability to maintain that?
This is Scott. That's correct, Chris.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's see here. All right, moving along. Scott, you and I previously talked about the relocation of the proposed fire hydrant between lot 19 and proposed lot 7 and moving that to the terminus of the proposed 12-inch 5W water line. How will that be accounted for? I know typically we don't include specific hydrants or hydrants in general on the infrastructure list. It's more included in the waterline items.
This is Scott Steffen. Chris, it is, I provided that markup that I had provided to you showing the fire hydrant at the southern terminus to Bohannon Houston, who is the engineer of record. Yolanda Moyer is the engineer of record. And so that would be reflected. If you feel that we need to add a note to the infrastructure list indicating the need for a fire hydrant at the southern terminus of that 5W line in Manco Street, I'm more than willing to do that. Or, you know, I will ensure that that fire hydrant gets reflected on the revised construction plans for Durango Unit 5. I leave that up to you.
Okay, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. Thank you, Scott. I think it will be helpful. And given that maybe I have a couple more comments that may affect the infrastructure list, that would be a good opportunity to include that. My next comment is regarding the infrastructure list. It shall include a short stub of that 12-inch 5W water line. You don't really speak to track A in your infrastructure list, and we understand it's such a small length, but just acknowledging that it indeed will be within track A. It seems to, based on how I read the infrastructure list, it terminates kind of near that bend from Main Coast to Wemenucci. Your thoughts?
This is Scott Steffen. Yes, Chris, I've already added that to the infrastructure list.
Okay, so this is Chris Gannon.
And I will also ensure that that is reflected in the revised construction drawings as well.
Okay, this is Chris Gannon with the Water Authority. Thank you. And lastly is, please confirm the 12-inch 5W waterline along Wemenucci Road from lot 1819 to unit 5 east boundary, east side of lot 19. And it's understood that the proposed 12-inch waterline will terminate at proposed tract A based on the utility plan received on June 9th, 2020. Proposed lot 18 and 19 are to be served from 4W. Did you remove that?
This is Scott Steffen. Chris, the infrastructure list actually lists a 6-inch 4W water line from lot 1819 to the Unit 5 East boundary. There's not a 12-inch 5W line that follows that description. Lots 1819 were always based on their pad elevation to be served out of the 4W zone.
This is Chris Cannon with Water 30. Okay, maybe I misread that. With that said, that's all that I have. Thank you very much.
This is Scott Steffen. Okay. I want Chris to go over his comments for Unit 3 at this time as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Chris, go ahead. So just to clarify, so all those items that you just talked about and still need some infrastructure list modifications, correct?
This is Chris Cannon, Water Authority. Yes, Scott has addressed my comments regarding the plat, and maybe just a small addition to the infrastructure list would be helpful. And it seems like he's addressed all the other comments regarding the infrastructure list.
So now okay, and that's item number five?
Well, I assumed five was, or I thought five was Durango units 4 and 5, but that was for Durango's unit, Durango units 4 and 5, which I think is down number 6 on the agenda.
Number 6. Okay, the top.
I'm going to
the top figure on correct. The screen. Okay.
Correct. Now I'm going.
To, okay. Yeah, go ahead and talk through the plat on the bottom of the screen then.
Okay, so now for Durango Unit 3. Oh, this is Chris Gannon with Water Authority. Scott, the infrastructure list does not include the water line along Red Mountain Road from Colbank Street to east boundary of Unit 3. We understand it's existing, but for completeness, would it make sense to include that as well as the same note that you have for the others with asterisks that that indicate Durango Unit 1, CPN 800883 actually built that water line?
This is Scott Stephan. Chris, I've already added that to the infrastructure list.
Great. Chris Gannon with the Water Authority. Next comment is the infrastructure list references public water line easement from Wemanuchi Road to Unit 2 North Boundary, as well as a shared public sewer and storm drain easement from Strader Street to Unit 2 North Boundary. Should both of those be referenced on this plat?
This is Scott Stephan. I guess we could. You know, those easements are recorded. In fact, the sanitary sewer line within that easement has already been constructed. The water lines are ways out yet. They're still finishing up all the sewer work in Durango Unit 3 and Unit 4 at this time. If you really want it, we can do that. Just a point of reference, Derek Archuleta will be on our behalf submitting final plats at the end of this week for Durango Unit 3 and then a Durango Unit 4 or 5 final plat as well. And those easement references show up on the final plat. Those plats would be heard, I believe it's the second hearing in August, which I think is August 12th, assuming we get everything pulled together and it's submitted this Friday. But the intent in communicating with Derek and the surveyors preparing the plat, the intent is for those to come in at the end of this week.
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. That makes sense. Ultimately, I feel that the ultimate plat should show that. And if that's coming in, then as you indicated on the record, I think that would be great to have that. So it doesn't seem as important at this stage. I don't know if Ernest with hydrology has any concern for the shared storm drain easement. But I do like the fact that a plat at some point, hopefully soon, does reference the associated easement in which infrastructure for this particular unit is within. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Code enforcement.
Good morning, Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I'll reference case number 5 first. That's SD 2020-00129. Code Enforcement reviewed this case for compliance with IDO regulations and has no objections or comments. And now I will reference case number 6, SD 2020-00124. Code Enforcement reviewed this case for compliance with IDO regulations and has no objections or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. For agenda items number 5 and number 6, Parks and Rec has no objection to the requested amendments.
Hydrology.
Mr. Mayhol with Hydrology. Item number 5, that's Durango Unit 3. We have an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 12, 2015. The removal of Hillerman Street, since it drained toward, Wemanuchi, it doesn't appear that it's gonna cause any detrimental effects to the drainage plan. All I ask is that the grading and drainage plans be updated to show this when you come in for final plat. And on item number 6, Durango units 4 and 5, we have approved grading and drainage plans dated August 12th, 2015 for Unit 4 and 3/7/2019 for Unit 5. And we have no objection. Again, please update the grading and drainage plans for before your final plat.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. Transportation Department has no objection to the request for the deletion of Hillerman connection and no objection to the amendments for item five or item six. My only question was at final plat stages, I'm assuming that the intent is to remove the temporary road connection. Identified by note F on the plat.
This is Scott Steffen. Yeah, that we have a vacation action that was approved and we will, that vacation is being shown on the final plat for. Oh.
Thank you, that makes sense. This is Jean.
Thank you. This is Chair Wolfley. Ms. Wolfenberger, do you need that to be a condition on the plat?
I don't need that to be a condition for this, since this is an amendment. It's understood that that would be taken care of at final plat.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
Mrs. Knight-Eagold, planning has no objection.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steffen, I'm going to ask you to entertain a similar condition, if you will, since for this would be item six, where you're adjacent to the North Geologic Window, that once again, you would conform to section 52H2A11 of the IDO, which would be to prevent and mitigate construction impact per the DPM on the North Geologic Window. And do you have any concerns about that condition on this item?
This is Scott Steffen. I have no concern about that. We will gladly put that on the Durango Unit 5 construction drawings, and just as a point of reference, there is an existing, I don't know if it's 3 or 5 strand smooth wire fence on that property line that, you know, definitely delineates the major public open space there.
Okay, I missed a little bit of that, was unclear, but I think you said yes.
This is Scott Steffen. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. I need to circle back with Mr. Cadena. Since these are amendments to infrastructure lists, we need to sign the infrastructure list before we can amend the plat. Are you at a point, are those infrastructure lists visible to you, or do we need to defer to clean anything up on either one of these infrastructure lists?
So this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. For the Durango Unit 3, Scott had added what's required, that one item for the infrastructure list on Durango Unit 3, so I'm fine signing that one. And for Durango Unit 4 and 5, there was the addition or acknowledgement of the fire hydrant on at the terminus of the line, as well as indicating or separating out some water line on the stub, so, or in the track day. So there's just two minor items for the Durango Units 4 and 5 that I would need to, that I would ask to get.
Are you still there, Mr. Cadena?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, just repeat your last sentence once again on Durango 4 and 5.
There's just two minor revisions that need to take place for that infrastructure list.
Okay, so if those are stated now in the record, are you saying that you are, because we have to sign these electronically after the meeting, So if you state what the additions are verbally, since we can't like write it in, since we're not at an in-person meeting, we could proceed. But if you feel we need to defer it to get the items correct, then we can do that.
This is Chris Kinnan with the Water Authority. They're simple enough where if I just state it, then Scott can provide the latest and greatest version for signature, correct? Yes, so.
Yes, yes, correct.
This is Chris Kinnan with the Water Authority. So I will read the two comments.
Okay. Yeah, let's do those please. One by one. Let's do those one by one okay. So that it's clear for all those who need to write these up. So let's move back. Mr. Stephan, do you have anything more to add? And then I'm going to work on these items for voting.
This is Scott Stephan. Hey, Chris, I don't know if you have access to your email. I just emailed you the revised infrastructure list, and I added those items for Durango units 4 and 5. I don't know if you
have access. Chris Dana with the Water Authority. Yes, I just opened it up. And what is it that you added, Scott, that you want me to take a look at?
So on let's start off with unit 5, waterline improvement, they added the on the last two lines for the Manco Street 12-inch waterline. I put a double asterisk with a note that said fire hydrant shall be located near the southern terminus of 12-inch diameter 5W waterline. And then the next line down is the 12-inch 5W water line within track A, 12 feet south of the Manco Street, right of the way to Manco Street. Those are the two items you wanted
perfect.
To add.
Yeah, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Yeah, thank you for making it so easy. So that satisfies the comments for units 4 and 5 and unit 3. Scott, you had sent that right now, and I will take a look. And it was just the addition of the Cold Street, I believe.
The Red Mountain, it's the third line down.
Yeah, Red Mountain.
Line, the Red Mountain Road.
Okay, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. So, yes, Scott, if you can send those to Jay, then those are approved. Thank you.
Okay.
Stephan, I will send those to Jay right now.
Okay, thank you. What we need to do as a DRB board is approve the infrastructure list amendments and then approve the preliminary plat. So I'm going to start with item 1, project 1996. I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the amendment to the infrastructure list. Some feedback here. Okay, I'm going to try to continue. So I'm asking each board member to vote to approve or deny the amendment to the infrastructure list for item 5, PR 1996, application 2020-129. And this would be according to what was just stated by Mr. Cadena and Mr. Stephan in the addition to the infrastructure list. And that it will be on the copy that is signed by the DRB. Okay. Mr. Cadena, go ahead and vote.
Yeah, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. And because I made the mistake and interchanged them, is SD 2020-129 Durango 4 and 5 or Durango 3?
This is Durango Unit 3.
Okay, Durango Unit 3, I approve with the changes that Scott Stephan has provided on the infrastructure list. Thank you.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement for item number 5, SD 2020-00129. I approve.
Ms. Sommerfeld.
I apologize. This is Cheryl okay. Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. I agenda item number 5, I approve.
And once again, just to make sure DRB members are clear, this is just part of item five. This is the infrastructure list part. Okay, Ms. Sommerfeld?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Let's keep voting.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Item number five, infrastructure list, I approve.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation. Item number five, infrastructure list, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, approves item number five, the amendment to the infrastructure list. There is a consensus vote to approve item five, project 1996, application 2020-129, amendment to the infrastructure list because the application meets the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay, now I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the preliminary plat. This is still project 1996, application 2020-129. Let's start with Mr. Cadena.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item five, project 1996, amendment to preliminary plat 2020-129 because it meets the requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay. Just need to make a couple notes and then we'll move to item six. And Ms. Gomez, if any of this is confusing to you, please let me know, okay? All right, item six, we're gonna go again first with the infrastructure list. And Mr. Cadena, you don't need to reread the things, they're already in the record, but just once again identifying how the infrastructure list is changing. So this is for amendment to infrastructure list 2020-124. So I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the infrastructure list.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I approve the infrastructure list with the noted changes to the modified infrastructure list that Scott provided over the email.
Carl Garcia.
Thank you. And he also read into the record. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Garcia.
Apologize, Madam Chair. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve the infrastructure list.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve the infrastructure list.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve the infrastructure list.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve the infrastructure list.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, I approve the amendment to the infrastructure list as read into the record by Mr. Stefan. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item six, project 1996, amendment to infrastructure list 2020-124. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Now we'll take up the second part of that, which is to approve the amendment to the preliminary plat. And Mr. Stefan has agreed to a condition that would state in this approval that the application will meet the requirements of IDO 5-2 H2A11 to prevent and mitigate construction impact per the DPM on the North Geologic Window. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the preliminary plat, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 5, the portion that is the amendment to the preliminary plat 2020-124, because it meets the requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay, thank you, Mr. Stefan. We worked through a lot of details, and hopefully this will allow you to keep moving forward.
It will. Thank you for your assistance.
Thank you. Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to take a break and reconvene at 11:20.
Cheryl Summerfield.
Is there a motion to, I can't think of the word right now, to take a break?
Cheryl Summerfield with Parks and Rec. I moved to take a break until 11:20 this morning.
Okay, is there a second?
Second. Chris Cannon with the Water Authority, I second.
Thank you. Please vote.
Chris Cannon, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So the DRB is in recess until 11:20, at which time we'll take up the remaining items on the agenda. Please go ahead and turn off your video conference and your mute to give you privacy during your break. I think we've got all our DRB members. Okay, this is Chair Wolfley. Ms. Gomez, start the recording again, and we are resuming the July 15th meeting of the DRB. We are on agenda item number 7, which is Project 3626 Preliminary Final Plat 2020-132. This is for Julian and Susanna Cole at 1540 Van Cleve Northwest. Would the applicant team please raise their hand? Mr. Archuleta, okay, thank you. Mr. Archuleta, do you want to go ahead and present your project? And let me know if there's anyone else presenting with you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta serving as for this request. I am the only one present for this application. This is a request that is where the property owner is looking to relocate an interior lot line. They have a shed that they want assigned to one of the proposed lots. And we're here for comment for this request. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is anyone here to speak from the public on item number 7? Please raise your hand or press star 9 on audio. Okay, seeing none, let's go to DRB comment, Water Authority.
Hello, Derek. This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I have no objection.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Code Enforcement.
Good morning, Derek. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I reviewed the contextual standards. The smallest lot allowed is 0.2685 acres. The largest lot allowed is 0.4475 acres. It appears your one lot is your proposed lots is 0.2685 acres, which meets the contextual standards, and one lot, a proposed lot, is 0.5135, which is over the largest amount allowed, which would require one variance. And that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No objection to the request.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, no objection.
Thanks, Ernest.
Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Good morning. I still had some comments left over from last time. You had provided a sidewalk exhibit that shows a 3.5-foot dimension. I wasn't sure what that represented. The property line appeared to encroach into the sidewalk according to the exhibit, so I just wanted to let you know a 4-foot minimum sidewalk width is required. And that includes around the power poles that are in front of the property. We need to make sure that we have enough right-of-way dedication to make that happen. Also, a minimum 20-foot easement is needed for a fire truck. So I don't know if you've approached the fire marshal about this yet, but that's typically what we would ask for their purposes. Okay. And that concludes my comments.
Yes, I did send a copy of the site plan to Mr. Bob Navarez, but I haven't heard back yet.
So okay.
You have it.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Gould, planning?
This is Jay Rudenbeck. We just note that you need to get the utility company and a MAFCA signatures prior to DRB members signing the plat. And I'd like to for you to confirm, Derek, the rear setback right here. There's a 25-foot rear setback requirement. And I have the plat, not the site sketch, pulled up, but on the site sketch, it doesn't show what that setback is. Can you confirm what that setback is?
Madam Chair Jay, I will confirm that because it looks like we're gonna need some extra time to discuss lot size, and that could change the interior lot. So, depending on what the property owner wants to do, how he wants to proceed. We definitely have the rear setback now in mind, as well as getting feedback from him as how he wants to proceed with a variance. Or we do have enough property where we could possibly achieve the lot size calculations of code enforcement. So it's definitely gonna look different if he chooses to not go through the lot size variance process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Archuleta, this is Chair Wolfley, and I might need help from other DRB members on this, but is the connection to Van Cleve Road, is that, that's an access easement, correct?
Correct, yes. There's currently two houses on the property, and the house to the back uses the easement that is being formally dedicated with this plotting action. It currently exists and functions today, but
okay.
Informally.
Okay, and Mr. Garcia, was that portion of the property included in your calculation? Because that seems like the lot that is over the contextual size.
Yeah, well, I went off the calculation that Mr. Archuleta provided, and I believe it was included in the calculation. Is that correct, Mr. Archuleta?
You mean it was the easement including what was the easement subtracted from lot 1?
Yeah, the entire, in other words, that was considered, right?
Yes, I'm going to assume so because the calculation makes a distinction between gross and net.
Gross and net, correct. So I believe it is an accurate calculation.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think we're looking, from what you're saying, Mr. Archuleta, for a deferral, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how much time would you like to sort through this?
Well, right now I am thinking deferral for maybe a couple of weeks to see if he wants to adjust the interior lot to change lot size requirements. If he's committed to the configuration we see today, obviously, at that point in time, I will request more time in order to achieve the ZHE process.
Okay. So, and you can let us know that. For right now, is there a motion to defer item 7, project 3626, preliminary final plat 2020-132 to the July 29th meeting of the DRB.
Cheryl, go ahead.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I make a motion to defer item 3626 to the 29th of July.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I second.
Thank you. Let's vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item number 7 to the July 29th meeting of the DRB. Okay, thank you. We are now on item number 8, which is Project 2905, Preliminary Final Plat 2020-132 for Sunport Park Hospitality LLC at Woodward Road between University and Transport Street. Would the applicant team please raise their hand, Mr. Archuleta? And are you here with anyone else?
Madam Chair, members of the board, yes, I'm here with Mr. Sean Jarawala, who is the applicant.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. This is still a minor case, so we'll proceed with you just giving an overview of the application.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for a 1-to-2 lot subdivision for a parcel of land that currently has a hotel on the northern proposed lot and a proposed restaurant that is in the building permit phase on the southern proposed lot. A sketch plat was presented to the board back in January. So we're here for preliminary final plat comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Let's go to Water Authority.
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. Hello, Derek. Hello, Sean. Derek, will the site plan be coming in for DRB for the development to the north?
Madam Chair, members of the board, Chris, the parcel to the north has a hotel on there that's existing.
Okay. So the hotel's on the north and then the restaurant's on the south is what you're saying, right?
Yes. The restaurant's on the southern lot, track 2A2-2, and that's in the permit stage right now.
Okay, because we had an availability statement, 181201, which was issued for a 3-story, 81-room comfort suite, and that's the existing hotel on the north end, it seems.
That is correct. Yes.
So, yeah. Given that you're subdividing, and there's actually proposed development on the south, we're going to need an availability request. Did you ever submit that? I know the DWRS didn't require it for the platting action, but if there's development that is happening, then we may need infrastructure, and that could then tie an infrastructure list to the plat.
Madam Chair, Chris, I'm going to let the applicant answer that question. He has more of a history related to the permit that's in process right now for the restaurant.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. So just to clarify, I believe the permit for the restaurant application has already been approved. It's just a matter of us, releasing that permit. Would that status, solve the issue currently at hand, or is there something else needed for the fact that we are now replatting that lot into 2 lots rather than 1?
I just want to clarify that Sean Jarawala that just spoke. Okay, thank you.
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. So Sean, the Water Authority issued an availability statement to provide conditions for the hotel. And given that it was at the time just on 1 lot, connections to the adjacent infrastructure in the roadway were totally acceptable, and there was really nothing needed that was unique or complicated. But now that you're subdividing the lot, the easy fix is just to ensure that we have private water and sewer services that preserve existing infrastructure that serve the north lot, which is your hotel. But I didn't know which lot the hotel was going to be located on, I don't know which proposed lot that the hotel would remain and which lot the restaurant was being proposed on. But given that the hotel's on the north and the new restaurant's to the south, it shouldn't be that big of an issue. But your easement, your sewer I'm sorry, your plat is proposing public waterline easement. And previously I had asked for private. So because of that, I started asking questions because it was confusing and deviated from your original availability statement.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Okay, and so I guess this...
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. It would be helpful with the prior to submission of your plat if you can have your engineer provide a utility plan that shows how each lot is getting served. So you would have your utility plan that show the line serving the hotel to the north and the restaurant to the south. And then we can identify necessary easements to preserve existing and proposed lines.
Okay, got it. I understand. Thank you.
Okay, and once again, that was Mr. Jarawala speaking.
Yes, I apologize.
And see, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. The plat proposes a private sanitary sewer easement across proposed lot 2A222 for the benefit of proposed lot 2A21, which is acceptable. The plat proposes a 10-foot public waterline easement, which terminates south of the northern property line of proposed lot 2A21. Previously, a private water and sewer service easement was required, but not understanding what was happening because this was never communicated to the Water Authority, I think we want to just clarify, and maybe that utility plan would help out. Because if a public waterline easement is required, minimum width is 20 feet. But if that northern lot, which is the hotel, has adequate fire infrastructure and fire lines and everything is in place and it's working as it is today, and you just want to preserve that infrastructure with the private easement. Well, once again, the utility plan will help with that. Let's see here. You indicated that a site plan for DRB, well, since it's in permitting process, it probably won't come through DRB. And just please label the private sanitary sewer service as being private and include a beneficiary. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just a reminder to follow the current site development plan.
Okay, thanks.
No other comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I have no objection.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections to the plat. Just for your information, an approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. If any of these conditions is met, 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square feet of building, or 10,000 square feet of paving. Also note that lot 2A21 has an allowable discharge rate of 3.4 CFS per acre, and lot 2A22 has an allowable discharge rate of 4.0 CFS per acre.
Okay, thank you, Ernest.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the request. If future development will not be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit.
Okay, thanks, Jean.
Thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We just note that we need utility and a map of signatures prior to DRB members' signatures being obtained. I'll just note, too, the justification letter mentions a sketch plat application, not a preliminary final plat application. Okay. And were you, Derek, have you been able to confirm whether or not that any kind of site plan amendment for the site depicts the new lot at all? I was not able to get into our software and checked and verify that one that you mentioned in September of last year.
Okay. Madam Chair, Jay, we'll look into that, but my understanding is that there is something. So once I find that, I'll send it over to determine and verify that it's in compliance with the site plan.
Okay. I appreciate that. And I think there might just be one small band of the airport overlay that touches your site. So just check into that as well.
Okay.
So it looks like we need to defer to get some of the infrastructure items and clarify where you stand in terms of the site plan. Do you have a future date in mind or a number of weeks?
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm also looking at the 29th to allow us to get this information updated.
Okay. And
Obviously researched with the site plan to confirm that everything is squared away.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item number 8, project 2905, preliminary final plat 2020-132 to the July 29th meeting of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer item number 8 to July 29th.
Thank you.
Ernest Amihua, Hydrology, second.
Thank you, Ernest. Let's vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item 8 to the July 29th meeting of the DRB. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 9 is project 2019-2332, preliminary final plat 2020-85, and DPM waiver 2020-224. This is for Jody Masters at 2737 Carson Road. Application team, please raise your hand. Mr. Archuleta, thank you. I know we've looked at this a few times, so just give us an update for the portion. Is that
Madam Chair,
also
the
David
Sewell is there as well, yes.
Mr. Sewell, if you want to unmute yourself, then you can chime in when you want. Go ahead, either Mr. David Sewell or Mr. Archuleta, and give us where we're at now. I think we were adding the DPM waiver.
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta serving as agent. As you stated, this is a request that's looking to create two lots from an existing parcel. And it included as part of the application that needed to be accomplished is this waiver, EPM waiver. So it appears that it's been completed. And we're here for a final plat comment, preliminary final plat comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public here to speak on this item? I'm looking quickly. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek, David, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. I didn't receive any information regarding the preliminary plat in the DRB submittal. Availability statement 200204 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. I had some previous comments regarding the plat and infrastructure. There's an east-west public water line and sanitary sewer easement that shall be a minimum of 25 foot in width. Please dimension or call out the note as L4 is shown to be only 22 feet. And also previous comment, the plat proposes a public water and sewer easement that's not dimensioned near the northeast corner of proposed lot 1. This is not needed as proposed lot 2 shall be served via private water and sanitary sewer service easement per the following comment. A private water and sewer service easement needs to be granted to allow proposed lot 2 access to the proposed infrastructure by crossing proposed lot 1. And lastly, I had a couple comments regarding the infrastructure list. The extension of the public water line is not included. Description of this shall be along Carson Road / public water and sewer easement from the east property line to the point of service connection. And regarding sewer, there needs to be a second sewer service added, so we can have a total of 2 for proposed lot 1 and 2. With regard to the DPM waiver, I'll defer to transportation. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Archuleta.
No, I was going to say that Chris, there was a supplemental information email last Friday to PLN DRS. I know that once in a while I do have issues with that email. So maybe that's the case. but it has been completed and updated. So I'll make sure to send it through WeTransfer, which has been a little bit more reliable for me. And that way you can see the updates that have taken place on the plat.
If Jay's able to pull it up really quick, I'd be able to take a quick look and maybe we can get it out of here.
Okay. While Jay's doing that, I'm going to go ahead and go to code enforcement, and Chris can be reviewing the screen as we do this. Okay, code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Mr. Archuleta, I believe we've had discussion in the past that two variances are required. Is that correct? Regarding the contextual standards?
Madam Chair, Carl, the lot sizes reflect the calculations that were done at Sketchplat back in January. So that calculation was done by Mr. Martinez. And according to those numbers, we achieve the lot sizes.
Okay, let's meet offline and review what you had previously.
Okay.
And we'll work through that.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
I have no other comments.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to jump in. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Derek, I see the DPM waiver submittal. Mm-hmm. And I see a fire plan. And I see map38.pdf. Can you help confirm if any of these are what you were referring to?
Madam Chair Jay, that's probably information that was provided by Mr. Sewell. I did one separately, specifically addressing the platting comments.
Okay, give me one second.
Were to PL and DRS.
And we can hold off for a second because if we don't have concurrence on the contextual standards, sure. We might need to defer.
Yes.
So let's keep working our way to hydrology. I mean, Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation, and we don't have any comments or any objection to the request.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of June 4th, 2020. Though we would like you to add the city standard drainage easement language that should have been included with the comment sheet.
Okay. Thanks, Ernest.
Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Muffenberger with Transportation. I just had some minor comments left. The width waiver is approved as per the information provided based on obstructions for the existing easement. And so my only minor comments left was I just noticed that there was still a lingering blank by the C3 curve. That there's a comment left over from last time. Just provide information for that. And it appears that there was fencing still in that area that would block the hammerhead turning movement there at the southeast corner of the site.
Okay, thank you, Jean.
Okay, planning comments.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. We just note that we need to have the project and application numbers added to the plat. And I've still got on here, Derek. We're needing the city surveyors. The city surveyor's signature on the plat. We got the owner's signature, but I'm not seeing the city surveyor's signature. And we need utility company and MAFCA signatures as well. And those were the comments that we had. And as far as finding the revised submittal, I wasn't able to find a revised submittal for the plat in DMD. Perhaps Maggie can help locate that in PLNDRS because she has access to that, but I did not see the revised submittal in DMD.
Okay.
You're referring to.
I'm not seeing it in, this is Maggie Gold, I'm not seeing it in PLNDRS either.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll resend it to PLNDRS and do a weed transfer because that's always what I've discovered.
Okay, Mr. Archuleta, do you have the city surveyor's signature?
Madam Chair, I do. And
you do.
Utilities are in the process. I think we have one more that's left.
One more utility company signature?
Correct.
Okay. Given all that you've just heard, when would you like to come back to the DRB?
Madam Chair, it appears that everything aside from code enforcement is cosmetic. Pending resolution and discussions with Mr. Garcia regarding the lot size, right now I'm thinking a week, because everything that Chris described and Ms. Wolfenbarger described has been taken care of. So if you know that the code enforcement calculation stands, then obviously we'll need to we'll need more time.
Okay. Let's see. Then a week would be July 22nd.
Yes.
Okay.
Supplemental submittal by Friday, but that should be no problem.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item number 9, project 2019-2332, preliminary final plat 2020-85, DPM waiver 2020-224, to the July 22nd meeting of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer agenda item number 9 to July 22nd, 2020.
Thank you.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Thank you. Let's vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item 9 to July 22nd.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta.
Thank you.
At this point in time, I'm going to step down as DRB Chair. I have a commitment, and Ms. Maggie Gould, who's the alternate, DRB Chair will take over to chair the meeting. Thank you, Ms. Gold, for helping out. And we're on item 10.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Maggie Gold. And do we have, I see Jason Pine. Jason, is there anybody else here with you for item number 10?
I don't believe so, Maggie. Okay.
And do we see anybody, do we have any members of the public here to speak on this one? If you are here, please raise your hand or indicate to us somehow that you have a comment. I am not seeing anybody, so Mr. Pine, if you would proceed, please.
Yes, this is a plat that we're subdividing four existing lots into two new lots, and you were heard on sketch. June 17th, and we had no comments from sketch, no major objections, so we proceeded with final, and we've obtained all the utility signatures, and I did send Jay an approved DXF file this morning.
I did see that.
Waiting to hear from comments.
Okay. Let's go to board comments then, please. Water Authority?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, no objection.
Thank you. Code enforcement, please.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just a reminder that CPO 11 applies, and this lot, these lots do meet contextual standards. We have no objection.
Well, I'd just like to get more info. That CPO 11, does that just mean that they would have to comply with the setback standards?
With all guidelines of CPO 11.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Parks, please.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments and no objection.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. No objection.
Transportation?
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I have no objection.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff has no objections.
Weehaw. Mr. Pine, do you have anything further?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then we will, I will ask for I'll ask each member to vote to approve or deny this application. If you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed. Water Authority?
Chris Piano, Water Authority approved.
Code Enforcement?
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec approved.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Transportation?
Jade Wiffelberger with Transportation, I approve.
Mrs. Maggie Gold with Planning, I approve. As there is a consensus vote to approve item number 10, project number PR003945, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, we approve that. Thank you. Let us move on to item number 11, which I believe is also Mr. Pine.
Yes.
Okay. If you would like to walk us through item number 11, please.
Yes, this was a deferral from last week's DRB meeting for final plat approval. The reason for deferral was it was missing a sidewalk waiver, which I've submitted Friday, and it is on the agenda, and I'm ready to move forward to get this plat approved. Any comments?
Excellent, thank you. Water Authority?
Hello, Jason. Chris Gannon, Water Authority. No objection to the preliminary final plat and defer transportation for the sidewalk waiver. Thank you.
Okay. Code Enforcement?
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. We have no objections.
Great. Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No comments and no objection.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We have no objection. One small comment, approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of these conditions is met, 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square feet of building, or 10,000 square foot of paving.
Thank you. Transportation, please.
This is Jane Wiffenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the width, sidewalk width waiver or to the platting action.
Excellent. And I believe that Planning has no objection to this either. So I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny this application. And I don't believe I heard any delegations, but if that changes, please let me know. Water Authority?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Code Enforcement?
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approve.
Transportation?
Jane Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold with Planning. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you know if on this plat we need DFX and utility?
Jason, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Hey, Jason, can you confirm the DXF file? I don't know if you got that one for us. I know you got all of our signatures that we need.
Yes, Jay, I sent it last week. It should be in your email. If not, I will.
Okay.
I will forward that back to you.
Okay, thank you.
So we have the DXF file for this then?
Yes.
Okay. Then planning approves. As there is consensus vote to approve item number 11, project number, I'm so sorry about that. I just totally lost our project number. PR 2019-003223, SD 2020-0011, and VA 2020-00229. Because this application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, there is no delegation. The applicant has the required signatures. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
That moves us to item number 12, which is JAG Planning and Zoning. And I just saw you all. There you are. Hi, Juanita. It is the return of item number 12. If you can walk us through where we are on this, please.
Okay, great. Hi, Maggie. Hello, everyone. This Hello. Is item number 12, and so we are back because we needed to apply for a variance to the sidewalk requirements for the northern portion of Walter, which was recently vacated. We also obtained signatures from the abutting residents that show support of closing off the sidewalk that runs along the western side of Walter Street that was recently vacated. And we also obtained a letter from the South Broadway Neighborhood Association identifying the support of the residents' decision to support the closure of the sidewalk. So we believe we've captured all that's necessary. I know there's just a few comments, one in particular to the from the Water Authority that I'd like to mention when or talk about when Chris provides his comments. So with that, I just stand for any other questions.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to board comments then. Chris, please.
Hello, Juanita, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. My only comment is regarding the preliminary final plat. The note did not include the word easement as you're to the 30-foot public water and sanitary sewer easement. If you could just add that, and I hopefully maybe you can just add that to the document that you give to Jay for final signature. And the DPM waiver, I'll defer to transportation. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chris. We have talked to the surveyor. He's currently, he's already made the change, and unfortunately I didn't get a PDF copy of it in time, but we will definitely have that on the final plat.
Okay, great. Code enforcement?
Good afternoon. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. We have no objections.
Great. Thank you.
Carl. Parks?
Thank you. Our comment is that Gibson Boulevard Southeast is a regional principal arterial which requires street trees upon development that meets applicability in IDO section 56B. We have no objection to the request.
Excellent. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. All hydrology comments have been addressed. No objection.
Excellent. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. We have no objection to the sidewalk waivers or sidewalk requests for this project and no objection to the platting action.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe all of our comments have been addressed. We've got all the signatures. The only thing that I don't believe we have confirmation of is AGIS approval of the DXF file. Juanita, if you could please send that to me, the email from AGIS. You know, that'll be a delegated item, but that's the only thing we have.
Okay.
Yes, we will get that.
Thank you.
Okay. Fair. Does the applicant have anything else?
The only other thing was in relation to real properties requirement for signature of this plat, and I had emailed earlier in regards to what real property's understanding is for the sequential order of signing of the plat, and wondered if there was any discussion or any decision in regards to that.
Is this regarding the whether or not we need the CAO signature, or is this whether we sign and then real property signs?
No, I guess my question was more as to whether or not the plat could be approved with delegation to the planning manager to have the real property sign it before the planning manager signs it?
Yeah, we can, the planning manager can be the DRB chair rather can be the last, can be the last signature, and we can coordinate that needed real property signature.
Okay.
And I believe you've already met with real property and you've addressed their issues.
Yes, all we're really waiting for is for their estimate on how much it would cost to pay or to buy this whole right-of-way.
Then we can confer a little bit with Mr. Rodenbeck offline, but I think what we've been doing is routing it for external signatures and then routing it through the board. So we can get those signatures and then route through the board for signature. So we will add that to the delegations.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That should be no problem.
Okay, excellent. Then I will ask each board member to approve or deny this application. And if you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Water Authority?
This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. I can approve, Maggie, I just wanted to get your thoughts. Either it can be delegated to you or myself for such a simple note, but Juanita indicates that it has been made. Do you recommend a delegation or just wait for the corrected plat to show up for signature?
This is Maggie Gold. Chris, I was going to just put it on my delegation list so that it's something I know to check for before the plat's signed.
Okay, great. So yeah, I'll approve.
If that's acceptable to you.
Correct. This is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. I'll approve with the condition that the word easement is added to the Water Authority easement. Thank you.
Code Enforcement?
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Transportation?
Jean Ruffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould. Planning approves with delegation to check for the word easement in the Water Authority easement, to check for the DXF, and to check for the real property signature. So there is a consensus to approve item number 12. Project number PR 2019-002519, SD 2019-00122, preliminary and final plat, and VA 2020-002228, DPM waiver. Because the application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, with delegation to planning, and let's give that maybe 8 weeks, just in case it takes a long time to track down the real property signature.
Sounds great. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 13 has been withdrawn. That leaves us on item number 14. PR 2020-003707. Do we have, I see Jeremy Schell, are you here for this?
For, yes, 4077.
Not Jeremy Clark, are you also here for item number 14?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 15.
Okay, yes. So I believe Mr. Schell is here for item number 14. Are you, Mr. Schell, are you here?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Schell's raising his hand.
Yeah, we're not hearing him though. Is he?
Let me make sure he's not muted.
He does not appear to be muted.
Nope.
Hold on one moment. I wonder if the owner of phone number 1053 could identify themselves, please. And let's maybe unmute that. There, yes.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh no, that's okay. We're all making it work. If you could walk us through item 14, please.
Yeah, this is Jeremy Shaw. I'm here for item 14.
Okay. And this was deferred from the 24th. Are there any updates you wish to discuss, or shall we just go straight to board comments?
Sure. So just so we're all on the same page, my ultimate goal to get all comments addressed, with the exception of the development agreement, since that has kind of a longer time period. And so that's why we kind of keep coming back in these short periods of time. But we received your previous round of comments. I believe most of those have been addressed based on your feedback. And so I'm here today to receive those comments and then provide updates as necessary.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to board comments then. Water Authority,
Maggie,
please.
This is Shahab. Yes. Maggie, I think yes. You have also Mr. Ransom on this case that likes to speak.
Yes. Okay. And thank you for reminding me.
Hello, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. Hello, Jeremy. So the development is outside the adopted service area. It's going to require a Water Authority Board development agreement prior to site plan approval. We need to take that place first is the serviceability letter. And as you know, we've been coordinating efforts with regards to corridors and roadways that are going to be required part of this project so that we can identify the alignments and corridors that we can install infrastructure. Now that it sounds like we're getting pretty dang close, I think we can start finalizing that. So we can finalize the serviceability letter, which will provide the requirements, which will then be able to start the development agreement process. I just have a few comments regarding the infrastructure list and the utility plan. For your infrastructure list to your sanitary sewer, proposed public sewer at the Tree Line Avenue Universe Boulevard intersection is shown as a 6-inch sewer line. The minimum is 8-inch. And I know you're proposing a TY, but that won't be acceptable. I guess we'll just get stuck with that manhole that we try to avoid the first time, just for those directional changes. Second, the proposed 8-inch sanitary sewer along Chatsworth shall extend from Tree Line to Oak Ridge, covering the entire frontage. In regard to your utility plan, the infrastructure list includes an 8-inch water line along Oak Ridge Drive, the entire property frontage. It's not reflected on the utility plan, so please update. And regarding the sanitary sewer and the utility plan, please label dry public sewer lines as such. Label the private sanitary sewer service the north-south portion that connects to the proposed east terminus manhole of the proposed public 8-inch sewer at the extension of Universe and Tree Line. Essentially, we just want to identify that as being private and not public entering your site. And we talked about the proposed TY connection at Tree Line Universe is not acceptable. We'll be fine with the manhole. And a previous comment I had was identifying the lift station as being private. I didn't see that label. And also including language or notes on the utility plan indicating full build out, meaning that once the interceptor along Paseo Avenue de Jamito is installed, this can be converted and changed over so that it can drain into Oak Ridge or Chatsworth for ultimate conveyance to that interceptor. I'd like that language to be included on there as well. And that's all that I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. This is Jeremy. I'm in agreement with all your comments. I'll get those new comments taken care of right away. I think regarding the language for the interim condition versus the full build out that you just mentioned, I believe I included that on one of the sub-sheets to the utility plan, not the overall. And so I'll include that on the overall utility plan as well for clarity.
This is Chris Kidden with Water Authority. Maybe I've overlooked that. I was looking for that note and didn't find it. But maybe you can just help point it out to me and I can find it and I'll solve that. What comment? Thank you.
I'm not sure if we necessarily need to do that. Would you like to go do that now would you rather that happen offline?
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Given that we have a few other comments, we can talk about that offline.
Okay, agreed.
Excellent. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can pull up the revised site plan whenever, if we need to, just FYI.
Okay, I think we'll just handle that offline so we can move forward with comments.
Sounds good.
Shall I proceed, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just a reminder that all standards of VPO2 and CPO12 apply, neighborhood edges apply, and edge buffer applies. And no further comments.
Thank you. Parks?
Before we move on, if I may, Mr. Garcia, I'm not sure if you saw our comment response, but I just wanted some reconsideration on the fact that CPO 12 applies. My understanding in looking at the IDO and my interpretation is that that is specific to a low density development. Since we're multifamily, I don't think that kicks us into that, but I just wanted to confirm that with you.
You know, I'll have to take a look at that. It's not something I can do right at this moment.
No problem. I just wanted to bring it to your
attention. Yeah, definitely. I will take a look at that and we can meet offline.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parks?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no additional comments subsequent to previous reviews and no objection to the request.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan, and we also need to see AMAFCA's approval.
Okay. Transportation?
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. As discussed before, a traffic impact study approval, or we need to see a TIS prior to approving the plat, site plan, and infrastructure list for this particular project to see if any off-site improvements would need to be added or identified. Also, the plat needs to be provided prior to site plan approval. There's just a couple minor comments left over from last time. I didn't see a 6-foot minimum sidewalk width from the main building to the right-of-way. I saw it as 5 feet, so it was just a minor difference there. And then for the clear site triangles, I wanted those to be applied not just to the access ways on the site plan and landscaping plan, but also at the intersections as well, according to ASH tow requirements. So that concludes my comments that I had. They had earlier. And Jeremy, I do understand that you also are willing to move forward with adding the street lighting infrastructure to the infrastructure list.
This is Jeremy. I still need to run that by the developer. They at least initially had no issue with it, but they wanted to be certain they understood what they were signing themselves up for. So I'll get with those guys and let you know. Just for quickly to cover your other comments, as you know, we've worked closely with you, but just for the informational purposes of the rest of the board, the traffic impact study, Terry Brown is our engineer working on that. We had a discussion with Gene yesterday. He intends to submit that this week. And so hopefully you guys will be seeing that soon. As far as the plat goes, sketch plat was heard last week, as I'm sure you are all aware. And so at our next hearing, we will be able to hear this site plan request as well as the plat request in conjunction with one another. As far as the sidewalk, Gene, my understanding is that at least in the past, what I've done is provided a pedestrian access way to each frontage and right of way. And only one of those needs to be ADA compliant. Am I wrong in that? Do all access ways to all frontage right of ways need to be ADA compliant now?
So, well, of course, everything needs to be in ADA compliance in and of itself. But what I'm looking for is a 6-foot pathway specifically from the main building to the right of way. And it looks like you have shown 5 feet. And this is the one off of Chatsworth. It looks like you may just need to widen that one to 6 feet. I think that's all I'm asking on this one.
Okay, that's fine. And then we can probably talk about these last two offline, but I think we had added clear site triangles to both the landscaping and site plan. And so maybe we can discuss offline a specific location where we're still missing. And then the last comment for the roadway cross section for Woodmont. I'm assuming that's a informational comment only for one track three developments.
That's correct. And I didn't read that out a third time, but yes, we'll be looking for a cross section for that as part of the second phase.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. And planning?
This is Jay Rodenbach. Jeremy, you've got my comments regarding you'll need approval from PNM prior to final sign-off from planning. You'll need approval for the conditional use prior to the site plan approval, as well as the preliminary final plat as well. One comment I've added is that you need to submit a sensitive lands analysis. I know we've verbally talked to you about this. I don't know where you're at on that. but I don't believe we received one, and we'll need to receive a sensitive lands analysis from you guys. And that's all I have. And I'll send you the revised comments memo that I've just updated.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And we, I believe.
Go ahead, Maggie.
Okay. No, I was just, we have a member of the public signed up to speak. So Jeremy, go ahead and finish that, and then we will hear from that member of the public.
Okay. Just a quick update on a couple things. The ZHE hearing is next week. So that will be heard at that time. PNM, we've been working with them, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. I followed up this morning on a couple of their comments. And then the sensitive lands, thank you for that reminder. Consensus Planning is doing that, and so I will check in with them and see where that is at. But I would assume that they are very close and should be able to submit very soon. So
thank you so much.
That's all. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And I believe we had Mr. John Ransom signed up to speak.
Yes, this is John Ransom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
As I said at our last hearing, I just don't think that this one, I'm all for the development, glad things are happening. However, it just seems that this whole process is not at all taking into account any of the neighboring properties adjacent nor downstream, so to speak. I've got some real issues. I'm glad that Mr. Armijo is requesting that we get something from AMAFCA as far as an approval. One of the things with, I was kind of trying to get a little bit up to speed on this after our last hearing. And in some of the AMAFCA comments in their last meeting, they had said that they were in agreement with the city and that they were going through their plans, but that they could not comment until the city comments were adequately addressed. I don't see any of the city comments on storm drainage. And so I just don't know how AMAFCA and the city are working with that with regards to storm drainage. Just if I could get a response for that. And who's kind of leading that charge?
We can discuss that. This is Maggie Gould. We can discuss that with hydrology. Did you have any other comments?
I have at least three.
Okay.
Then with regards to ponding, in one of, actually there were four of the different developments that are, you're being here now, or different cases, all are in this Volcano Heights, area. And it seems like I know because I took notes, every one of them has these comments about drainage and where they have to go for offsite drainage, what will be temporary until future development. And it just seems like it's all coming on as current and existing development. One of the earlier deals was talking about the 5W water zone and the concrete drainage, that he'll have to go through some changes and that there'll be temporary ponding. I have a question on this particular development's ponding. Is that temporary or is it permanent? And then what constitutes, standing water, as someone asked earlier, versus stuff that drains off in what period of time? That will be number two. The other is, I just learned at the last hearing, and I still don't have a very good clear picture because this project does not show the loop road, but regarding transportation and ponding, is this board aware, because I just became aware of it 2 weeks ago, that these are on my property and that the plans now are showing that it has a curved roadway on Woodridge into Chatsworth? And that I learned that the Chatsworth is also planning on being curved to at that intersection. Those are on my property. I've never even heard about this. I heard about it 2 weeks ago. And you guys keep talking about how, I know we've been working around this and talking about this for some time, and I wish you had included me. And I don't know what your plan is for the taking, or if we're getting ready to go through a condemnation, or do we do replats? I mean, I just, this is all new to me. With that, I'm very interested in seeing the traffic impact study that is being prepared, and I hope that that traffic impact study identifies what is going to be happening at this intersection at Chatsworth and Woodridge, as it is a very close distance to Paseo del Norte and cuts across two of my pieces of property. And I think those are my final comments.
Okay, let's, I see that this is Maggie Gould again. I see that Mr. Cadena has his hand up. So let's go to Chris, and then we will go to transportation, and we will go to hydrology.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. This, I forgot to mention one thing that I don't know if it was included in my comments. Jeremy, regarding the utility plan and the infrastructure list, just confirm with that plan that you and I and Brian Ambrosi kind of looked over, just regarding if there might be a 10-inch diameter water line. I think you had 8-inch on the infrastructure list. Just confirm that. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see if, so I guess, Ernest, do you feel comfortable answering some of those hydrology questions?
This is Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Sure. Now, Mr. Ransom, I personally have not been reviewing the hydrology for this one. One of my engineers has, and I know that she has been working with Mr. Shell to try and iron out what is needed on this. And I believe that's the coordination that between the city and AMAFCA that you referred to. Is that that all three entities, the consultant, the city, primarily my engineer, and AMAFCA have been talking about what is needed with this grading and drainage plan.
Who is that engineer?
For my group?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The engineer is Rene Brissette.
Okay. Is Renee familiar with that? Has she shared with you that these lay on my property?
Not specifically, but I do know that she did mention to me that there are issues with locations of ponds, dealing with right of way and such matters as that. So she is very, very up to date on what's going on here. If you do want to speak with her, you can. And if you want to get more clarification, and if you want to voice any concerns to her.
I am very sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
I'd love to get something with Renee and Jeremy Snell and kind of understand where this is all heading, and then how that relates to ponding downstream. Because I know that. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Madam.
We're losing you a little bit there, Mr. Ransom. We can. We have your email here is I can't quite open that up. But we can, if we make sure we get your contact information, we can definitely share more information with you. And I at this point, maybe if transportation could address the transportation briefly, and maybe if Mr. Shell wants to talk briefly, and then it sounds like there's a lot of discussion here on this that should occur offline.
Yes, may I go ahead, Madam Chair? This is Jean.
Yes, please.
Okay. So but my understanding is that there's still coordination to be done with that connection into Paseo, because we were discussing alignment connections. And as of yesterday, we decided on a proper alignment connection into Paseo that I understood was being coordinated and also addressed in the traffic study as well, although it hasn't been approved just yet. Jeremy, could you elaborate on the alignment of the road into the Paseo that completes the loop connection?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Gene and John. It was good to meet you the other day when we had met. The concern on the intersection, we have been working closely with transportation in that area, but just to be clear, a connection to Paseo will not be made with this project. And so while, yes, there is roadway that will eventually be built on your property, that is future roadway as required by MRCOG and their master plan roadway system. So we won't be constructing anything on your property at this time. So no taking or anything in that matter. But right now, the current plan shows Chatsworth curving into Paseo and connecting. We recently just revised that, and I can send you the exhibits that show it, so that Oak Ridge curves into Paseo instead, and Chatsworth will now tee into Oak Ridge, so that our entire frontage is inside of property that we control and right away that we can build now. And so I'll leave it at that for now, and I'll address your other drainage comments. But I'll let Gene respond to that if necessary.
Just so that it's clear for everybody, and the picture that I see on the what is being shown right now on the screen, those are my properties, the two that would be on the east side in pink, as well as the top two, one that go Paseo crosses through, yes, thank you, and then the one adjacent to it as well. So are you saying that Wood Ridge and your ponding won't be on either of those properties?
For what we're proposing with this development, that is correct. It's all going to be contained within properties that my client controls.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so it looks, this is Maggie Gold, it looks like there are quite a few things on this project that are going to need to be wrapped up. So I'm presuming that we need to defer, and I'm wondering, you said, Jeremy, that you are being heard next week at the ZHE, which means you will have a ZHE decision by mid-August. So I'm wondering about a deferral date, and I'm wondering if we're looking at basically the end of August in order to allow you to complete your conditional use, plus address your transportation and hydrology comments, as well as planning comments.
I would, this is Jeremy, I would like to do a deferral to sooner than that, if that's okay with you and the rest of the board. The reason being is I would like to get some of these other minor comments addressed and out of the way, as well as be heard along with the plat. I understand there's some longer lead items such as the ZHE stuff, as well as the development agreement, but I would like to get some of these other items addressed and taken care of first ahead of time, if that's okay.
This is Maggie Gold. I think we can do that. We'll talk to the board here. So what are you, if you do not wish to do the end of the August, what are you thinking about then?
So the surveyor can get the plat in to be heard in 2 weeks. Would that be acceptable to do a 2-week deferral so that we can hear this along with the plat at that time?
This is Maggie Gold. I think we could do that, because then we can address plat comments as well as discuss any other site plan comments that come into play if that is the pleasure of the board. So we need So I guess then we need a motion to defer this item? Or we just defer this item? Help me out, please. Thank you.
A motion.
Yes. Okay. Do we have a motion to defer item number 14? Until we still don't have a date though from you. So 2 weeks would be July 29th. Was that Mr. Shell what you were after?
Yes, please.
Okay. To defer item number 14 to the meeting of July 29th. And that was a motion from Ms. Sommerfeld. Do we have a second?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Okay, we have a second from Mr. Armijo. Water Authority?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Parks?
Code Enforcement.
I approve. Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Sorry, Cheryl, now Parks.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Excuse me.
Hydrology.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, it looks like there is somebody that wishes to speak on this. John, I believe. I saw it in the chat.
Okay.
I don't know if we can pause the approval until we hear him. I don't know how we want to deal with this.
Ms. Sanchez, yeah. Because the deferral is generally, I mean, we sort of work with the board and the applicant on that.
This is Shahab Biazar, city engineer. I believe we should let John speak to see if there's any additional comments that you may have to address.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. I'm fine with that. Let's give Ms. Sanchez just a moment so that we are procedurally correct.
Oh, shoot.
Can I speak?
This is Maggie Gould. Hold on just a second. I want Nicole Sanchez, who is our legal counsel, to just let us know how we need to move forward so that we get everybody in the right process. So I believe that you can speak. I just want to know what we need to do with this motion that is already in process.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Nicole Sanchez. I believe at this time there needs to be a motion to table the motion for deferral.
Okay. Would anybody make a motion for tabling this deferral?
Tabling the motion for deferral.
Or sorry, tabling the motion to defer.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I will move to table this motion for a deferral.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Thank you. And then do we need to do the roll call as well?
Madam Chair, yes.
Okay, Water Authority?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Parks Murfelt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger, Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould, I approve for planning. All right, Mr. Ransom, go ahead.
John. Yes.
Go ahead.
So I have some questions, and I had some of these questions the last time at the last meeting, and it doesn't seem.
And can you, I'm sorry, sir, can you identify yourself for the record just so we know your first and last name, John?
My name is John Edward, and I'm a neighbor.
Okay, perfect.
And we had asked these questions before. Mr. Ransom had asked some very similar related questions. The challenges and the problems that I have with this is that there's a MAFCA drainage plan for the entire area, which is being completely ignored. And I'm not sure why it's being completely ignored. And I think evidence of that is that, you know, ponds are being designed to be put
on somebody else's property other than the property owner. There is a master plan for utility infrastructure for this area, and it doesn't seem to be cited, studied, evaluated, or included in the analysis. And there is a problem in the area with drainage. There's a problem in the area with drainage such that this area is becoming improperly designed pipe and project in the Unser Boulevard down between the Boulders and Sundance Estates. And we own a substantial amount of property in this area, and when an island property comes into a master planned area that's supposed to have a master plan road network, drainage network, water and sewer and water utility network, and none of this comes up in any of the questioning or analysis, I'm wondering what is going on.
Okay. I think that those are, we discussed that a little bit with hydrology. I will defer to hydrology again and water authority on those questions.
This is Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Yes, I mean, I understand, and we are looking at this. This is one reason why there's continuing dialogue with the consultant and AMAFCA and my engineering staff on this. I mean, it's like, I don't know what specifically I can address for you.
Well, Mr. Ransom and I both own property in the area, which if something bad happens to the prior projects you heard with their drainage in this area, we're all downstream. We're going to catch it and we're going to get it. And we're already dealing with an area where there was an improperly designed system, an installed system, which borders our property in this immediate area as well. And so I wonder why this stuff is just kind of, from me where I'm sitting, I probably sound ignorant and not up to date on the issues, but I'm up to date enough to know that it seems as though it's not getting the attention it needs.
Not at all, sir. I appreciate your concern on this. We have many concerns with drainage on this also, which is why, you know, I mean, it sounds very simplistic when I make the comment, we need an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. And basically that's just signaling to the consultant that he is working with our group and with AMAFCA to try and get all of this sorted out. I mean, he has to satisfy all of our concerns on this before we will approve anything.
This is Maggie. Well, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Chris Cadena, is your hand raised from before? Or did you have something to add to this as well?
This is Chris Cadena with Water Authority. I forgot to lower my hand, but okay. I can address or speak to some of the comments that were just presented today. Hello, John. This is Chris Cadena.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a Wilson and Company, what they call a needs assessment that was done. I believe it's still in draft form. And in using that and comparing it to the properties being developed, they're showing a 10-inch water line along Chatsworth. And that was my comment to Jeremy earlier was, you know, refer that and then identify the diameter and incorporate that into the infrastructure list and the utility plan accordingly. And for the sewer, we worked with Wilson and had some discussion, and it's really 8-inch sewer lines in this localized area. We're just now looking at grades, and Jeremy's identified a high point to really identify the direction of flow. But for this area, although part of a much bigger master plan, we have some information that looks at just this area and the roadway networks and corridors for the utilities for the apartment building. So yeah, I hope that answers your question, but if you have any other questions, please feel free to ask.
Well, the question and the concerns that I have is that while I'm very favorable for new development, I'm also concerned because I've lived in New Mexico and Albuquerque most all of my life while being salt and peppered in other parts of the country. And I generally see in many cases, in order to get a quick project in, infrastructure gets bottlenecked down. And then old infrastructure needlessly gets torn up to put in new infrastructure that should have gone in the first place. And other areas around it get bottlenecked and squeezed down. And that's my major concern as it relates to all these things.
Chris Cadena, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I understand and I appreciate your comment. But that's the what we have as basis is the Wilson plan that's still in draft form. And we've acknowledged and told Wilson that, you know, we want to move that forward. But Jeremy has been working with that engineer so that everything is a coordinated effort. But for this much smaller size, there's not, from what I'm looking from the master plan, corridors at, with this project that would have the kind of the backbone, if you will. It's more of a localized network for water and sewer. And Jeremy, if you'd like to add anything, please feel free.
Jeremy Schall, are you there?
I apologize. I had myself muted.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your comments and understand your concerns. I am going to echo what Mr. Armijo and Mr. Cadena said. We are working very closely with several different groups, hydrology, AMAFCA, the city, the water authority, transportation, to make sure and ensure that this project fits in with the overall master plan infrastructure in this area. And so while we can't build anything outside of property that my client controls, we are doing everything that's required of us along our property frontage to set up the development in this area to connect to our roadways, our water lines, so on and so forth. And we're going to continue to work with hydrology, AMAFCA, Water Authority, as we clean up these outstanding concerns and move forward with the development.
Okay.
To what degree do we have an assurance that that is done?
Can you identify yourself, please, for the record, just so that as we go through the recording, we know who it is?
I'm sorry, I forget. No, this is John Edward again. To what degree, because it wasn't necessarily cited in the earlier analysis, that as a neighboring property owner, that actually gets done and accomplished? Because I would think that certainly Mr. Ransom, who is a bordering neighbor, wouldn't want to think that his property is going to be devalued because he does get restricted. How do we know that these things are going to be taken care of? What is the assurance to the neighboring property owners or the public?
So this is Maggie Gould, and I will defer to some of my colleagues here, but I think as both Mr. Armijo and Ms. Wolfenberger said, all of this gets reviewed prior to any final approvals for this project. And so I'm not sure, I think it sounds like we need kind of further discussion with the neighboring property owners so you're clear on the process, and so that if there are concerns about your property, you can bring those up. And also that we can't build anything on your property. Nobody can build anything on your property without your permission. So that still stands. And I don't know if that adequately answers your question, but that's kind of where we are on that. I also see somebody else's hand up. So James Hoffman, did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a comment. Do you need to swear me in? This is James Hoffman.
This is a minor case, so we do not need to swear you in. Thank you for asking, but if you would identify yourself, please, so we know who you are on the record.
Yes, I'm James Hoffman. I am also a downstream property owner with property that in the area of Mr. Ransom, Mr. Edward. I just want to make a comment on the needs assessment with Wilson and Company. That was originally approved a couple years ago before the IDO. It was then asked by Councillor Borrego when she took over to update that to the IDO standards. It's been ongoing with Wilson now for almost 2 years. And my understanding from talking to Wilson and Company is they keep getting additional requirements from the Water Authority, and that's what they're currently trying to address. So I would just request that the city and the Water Authority work with Wilson to get this finalized so that we're not referring to a draft plan as, you know, a potential out to not having to address things. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And John, I see that your hand is still up. Is that still up because you have an additional comment or because you have not lowered it?
I am ignorant of the protocols, and I'm
you're fine. We're all making it work. I believe that we can return to making a motion for deferral. I would ask, please, that if that's not where we are, member of the board or Mr. Biazar or Ms. Sanchez, tell me that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
At this time, we need a motion to take from the table the motion to defer. And then once, if that is approved, there will be a motion to defer with the deferral date.
There. Thank you very much, Ms. Sanchez. So do we have a motion to remove from the table? The previous motion for deferral.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to take from the table the motion to remove the deferral.
To table the deferral?
That's what we had before, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Do we have a second?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Thank you. Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean, Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. Okay, now, do we have a motion to defer item number 14, PR 2020-003707, to the meeting of July 29th?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I move to defer agenda item number 14 to July 29th, 2020.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, and I second the motion.
Thank you. Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold for Planning. I approve. We will defer this item to the meeting of July 29th. And I would ask that the members of the public who spoke, first of all, thank you for coming out. And if you need additional contact information or how to get a hold of any of us, that information is all available on our website. And it's also available on the agenda for this meeting. So we are happy to follow up with you. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is John Ransom. I want to thank you. And you did a very good job as the interim chair. And I appreciate the rest of the DRB committee's comments. And we'll be working closely. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. That brings us then to item number 15, which is a sketch plat. PR 004077, and I believe we had Mr. Clark from Wage on Surveying. Yes, there you are. Sorry. There you've popped up into where the rest of the board is. You want to tell us about this project and then we can go through comments?
Sure. Our client wishes to adjust the interior lot lines between his business and the adjacent businesses so he can purchase his building.
Okay, let's go through board comments for you then. Water Authority?
Oh, this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. Please confirm the location of the existing private water and sewer services and determine if private water and sewer service easements are required to preserve those services. And this is just because you're shifting the lot lines. You just got to figure out if you got to preserve those existing services. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia, code enforcement. We have no objections.
Okay. And Parks and Recreation?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. Since the project is along the art line, we don't have any comments on street trees because that would be determined by that project.
Excellent. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Please add a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement to the plat.
Thank you. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. A 16-foot wide alleyway is shown, and our standards are to meet a minimum of 20-foot wide. So either we are requesting dedication for a 20-foot wide alley or a waiver to this width is needed, one or the other. Also, access shall be provided to all lots. If shared access off of alleyways anticipated, a cross-access easement between the lots shall be needed. Any future site plan development shall be submitted for review as a traffic circulation layout through Transportation Department, if not going through DRB. It is requested to preserve features within city right-of-way installed by the art project within Central Avenue.
Thank you. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbach. We just note that a minor preliminary final plat submittal will be required.
Okay. And that's always good. Thank you. Mr. Clark, do you have any questions for the board?
I do. My only question is for Jean regarding the 16-foot alleyway. I've been scouring the DPM and IDO looking for anything referencing the alleyway widths, and I didn't find anything. So I was wondering if she had a reference to a section or something for that. The only thing I can find in the IDO says that the alignment shall continue the adjacent alleyways to the maximum extent practical. So that's why I'm kind of confused on where the width comes in.
So the DPM, the development process manual, specifies widths required for different road classifications, including alleyways, and 20 foot is specific for the alleyway. I can't cite the specific reference to you, but I can give that to you after the meeting if you wish.
That would be great. I don't have any other questions.
Okay, thank you. All right, and we appreciate your patience, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe that we have nothing under other matters. I believe that brings us to item number 17, which is the action sheet minutes for July 8th. Does anybody have any changes, questions, or concerns about the action sheet minutes? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the action sheet minutes? Is that what we usually do?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to approve the action sheet minutes from the last DRB hearing.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Thank you. Water Authority?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. I'm sorry. Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Okay. Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Transportation?
Dean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould with Planning, and I approve. And I believe we are adjourned at 12:57 p.m. Yeah.